And on that particular note, that's where this show comes to an end. Thank you very much indeed for all your calls, texts, emails and all that sort of nonsense. I shall be back with you tomorrow from 10. So please make an appointment for what can only be described as the Max Big Brexit Bash. As Article 50 will be pressed tomorrow, we will be taking a look at every single angle here on Talk Radio. Coming up next, it is, of course, what can only be described as the man that is known as John Holmes.
Talk Radio. We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Introducing Domino's new walk-in wins. Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with click and collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new walk-in wins. So just strut in, save time and bog off. Participating store subject to availability. See dominoes.co.uk.
Writing job descriptions, managing candidates, setting up interviews, hiring's hard. But Indeed.com makes it easy. Post your job, organize candidates, schedule interviews. All on the UK's number one job site. And with more people in the UK using Indeed than any other job site, easy works. Find your next hire at Indeed.com today. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
At Jet2 Holidays, we want to help you get this summer sorted. With just a £60 deposit, you can book your next family holiday right now. Don't miss out on free child places and amazing family rooms too. So if you want to enjoy great destinations, 2 to 5-star hotels and great value for money, book now with Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Atoll protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
Britain, it's March. A month where the most exciting things to happen are grey skies, spring showers and crufts. So if you're sitting inside dreaming about April, then snap out of it. Because EE has mega deals in store throughout March. Save £180 on a super fast 4G SIM and get 20 gigabytes for just $19.99 per month. Chop, chop. These offers won't last forever. March in store now for even more Mega March deals.
Offer ends 4th of April 2017. Minimum term applies. Other terms apply. See ee.co.uk.
There is a person who can help deliver aid to the desperate under the most challenging conditions. They can maintain equipment so advanced, most don't even know it exists. And they can start by committing just 27 days a year. That person's you. As an RAF reservist, you'll receive world-class training to develop new and existing skills. And you can do it all in your spare time. Find your role as an RAF reservist. Search RAF recruitment now.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
John Holmes is next here on Talk Radio, but first, at 1 o'clock, let's get the very latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Thanks, James. Coming up, Marina A, home in weeks, prescriptions to be overhauled, and Daily Mail dubs sexist.
Talk Radio.
Lawyers for a Royal Marine who shot and killed an injured Taliban fighter in Afghanistan say he'll be out of prison within a fortnight. Sergeant Alexander Blackman has already served 3.5 years in jail after originally being convicted of murder. That's now been downgraded to manslaughter with a sentence of 7 years. MP Richard Drax, who's a former soldier, has told Talk Radio it's the right decision.
This is a man who put himself between us and outright evil. He made one mistake, but he put his neck on the line for us. And yes, he's paid a price, but he's paid that price. And now he should go home, where he belongs.
NHS England is considering banning doctors from prescribing things like gluten-free food, travel vaccinations and some painkillers to try and save money. A consultation will start next month into getting rid of 10 items, which cost the service £128 million a year. The wife of the Westminster attacker Khalid Massoud has condemned his actions. In a statement, Rohi Hydra has expressed her condolences for the victims of last week's attack that killed 4 people. The Daily Mail is being accused of sexism after after its front page focused more on Theresa May and Nicola Sturgeon's legs than their politics. Former Equalities Minister Nicky Morgan says the paper's been deliberately provocative and demeaning. Baroness Jenny Jones has told Talk Radio something needs to change.
I used to think the solution to sexism like this was getting women into the top jobs. And that seems just not true anymore. We've got a woman running the country. We've got the SNP run by a woman. Somehow there's got to be more education, ensuring more egalitarian access to every area.
And a new 12-sided £1 coin comes into circulation today. There have been security concerns about the old round pound, with around one in every 30 being fake.
Talk Radio National Weather.
It's the weather.
Can you not objectify
the pound coin, please? I mean, why even mention its sides? I mean, that's unnecessary. It's working hard. That it's got to the top of the currency table, hasn't it? That pound coin. And you just came in here and objectified it and just said it's got 12 sides. I don't know why that's important.
So
just
what?
Talk about the hard work that
John,
that pound does in
your pocket.
John, the
reason why I spoke about its 12 sides is because they are to prevent fake pound coins.
What's wrong with fake pound coins? People have had some work done. Why can't pound coins?
Well, they annoy me because every time I go to the vendor, like, oh, I'm not going to accept your pound coins. Go get your chocolate elsewhere.
Well, I just think we need to concentrate on its value, rather than what it looks like.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Hashtag that's objectification of coin. What's in the weather?
I would just like to say I wasn't objectifying anything.
Coins.
Well, not coins, anyway. Showers in the west this afternoon, but brightening up in the south and east.
Did you just objectify James Max?
Sunshine. No, I didn't!
Is that what you did?
No!
Well, I saw you look at his legs.
No. Although he did stay on to introduce me because you couldn't be bothered to turn up on time.
Well, apparently you made him do that because you can't be bothered to introduce yourself.
Well, no, I didn't. Why should I introduce myself?
Don't
know. It's easy.
How would you do it if you did it?
Well, I could have used it as an opportunity to have a go at you. So John hasn't bothered to turn up to his own show. It's just about 1 o'clock. I'm Victoria Bourne with the news coming up.
I'd have been happy with that.
Yeah,
unprofessional.
Well, I haven't finished the weather yet. Oh. You two keep talking over it. That's pretty unprofessional too.
What is it?
I'll start again. Showers in the west this afternoon, but brightening up in the south and east, feeling warm in any sunshine with highs of 17 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria.
You're welcome, John.
Here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon.
He can do
the Republic
it.
Of Ireland are back in international action this evening, minus their captain, Seamus Coleman.
Myself,
the Everton defenders had successful surgery on a double leg break sustained in their World Cup qualifying draw with Wales. Ireland host Iceland in a friendly in Dublin. And manager Martin O'Neill says Coleman's still coming to terms with what's happened to him.
He's down, as he would be, as the realisation that he's going to be out of action for quite some considerable time has dawned on him. So those type of things don't just take 5 minutes to get over. But he's very strong. He's got a lot of good people around him.
Elsewhere, Chelsea's Diego Costa will have a late fitness test ahead of Spain's friendly in France, while managerless Holland are at home to Italy. Finally, world number one Andy Murray's out of Great Britain's Davis Cup quarter-final against France with an elbow injury. He'll miss the clash in Normandy next month. It's after the Wimbledon champion withdrew from the Miami Open with the same problem. Dan Evans, Kyle Edmund, Jamie Murray and Dom Inglot will make up the team in his absence. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sports.
There we go. That was that's right. He introduced himself. It was Ben with the pre-recorded sport there. And now, would you like to introduce the programme, Victoria?
No.
Okay. Here's the programme. Let's do Tuesday.
Talk Radio.
Did you know there's some poor fella in America who's been struck by lightning 10 times in 12 years? 10 times. Imagine that. But if he played Monopoly Win-Win at McDonald's, his luck might change. With even more ways to play this year and incredible stuff to win, from millions of McDonald's food prizes to 20 Mini Coopers, anyone can be lucky. End 2nd of May. Selected items in UK restaurants from 10:30 a.m. subject to availability. Over 16 to play. Purchase necessary except in Northern Ireland. For price conditions and other rules, see mcdonalds.co.uk/monopoly and in restaurants.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon. I am John Holmes and you are listening to Talk Radio. What is the point of it though?
Can anybody stay silent for 24 hours?
I just go and watch some films.
They recognise that and that's why I get the part.
Because yesterday was Mother's Day, one of Cornelius' favourite days.
Who's Alien?
Isn't it? Mel C3PO. Speaking of food, so you know Asprod Cat who works through the glass?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah.
It's more in 26 minutes.
Ramesh Ranganathan, where Greg Davis was in the hot tub.
Air is part of the environment, isn't it?
Normally, I just have a...
So a puppy has died after it was blown into a harbour. Are you laughing?
No.
The wind caught the dog, presumably.
The Addams Family.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am bound to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
So hello then and good afternoon to ye. Welcome once again to Afternoons on Talk Radio, and today we are all wearing very short skirts that show off our pins. But we would ask you today, please judge us for the work we're doing rather than the fact we are wearing skirts, if that's all right. I mean, admittedly, I've written this show menu down my legs with a Sharpie, so technically I could quite legitimately be judged on what's, you know, by what my legs are doing. But we're not the Daily Mail, so instead, let's give everyone's pins the respect that they deserve. Everyone's pins. So the Daily Mail are writing about pins, but why is pins the rhyming slang for legs? I mean, I know it's Cockney rhyming slang, and I know it's supposed to be pin pegs, right? Pin pegs, legs. But what is a pin peg? Does anyone know what a pin peg even is? What's a pin peg?
A leg.
What's a...
A leg?
Yeah, no, in rhyming slang, but what is a pin peg?
It's
a thin leg.
No.
No. What, an actual pin peg?
What's a pin peg?
Is that what you put stuff on your washing line with?
No, that's a clothes
peg. In East London it is.
It's a clothes peg, isn't it?
Oh, it's what you hang your pins up with.
Stupid, isn't it? Pin peg. There's much better rhyming slang for leg. Egg would be a good one, wouldn't it? That would have been good. It's what our assistant producer Cass smells of. She smells of egg. But that would be better Cockney rhyming slang for leg, wouldn't it? Oh, look on the front of the paper. Theresa May and Nicola Sturgeon show off their eggs. Actually, that's probably worse if I wanted to. It's even more sexist, if anything. Probably the Mail's next logical step, though. Some kind of front page which ignores the work they do and instead concentrates on their over. Never mind Brexit. Who won Exit? It's distasteful, isn't it? Which is why it'll be tomorrow's front page on the Mail. Anyway, in solidarity with all of this, we are wearing short skirts in the studio today. As indeed many people are, to show their disapproval with the Mail and, you know, exactly... Well, I suppose the Mail were really quite kind of counting that when it printed this stuff on their front page, it was really with the intention of getting the newspaper a ton of coverage and millions of clicks online, and we've all fallen for it now, haven't we? So... What I'm calling for is the desexualisation of politics. All of politicians, this is how we do it, all of politicians to appear in the House of Commons, right, in the full naked buff, all of them all the time. Right, they're all nudie, when they go on Question Time, when they appear on the television, all politicians completely full frontal, stark nudie, right, and that way we as the public know what they all look like in the sack or crack departments. And that'll take away the Mail's power, won't it? So they're not going to be able to go, whoa, look at Theresa May's knees, are they, when we've all seen her hoo-ha, are they? So I think it would take some of the away. No one will care anymore. Ditto, if we've all seen Jeremy Corbyn's soft Brexit, we're not going to care about seeing anything, are we?
Or Boris's Johnson.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just a thought. Anyway, I'm like a think tank. And I am John Holmes. Welcome along, Talk Radio in the Afternoons. Offering unique solutions to news issues. 1 till 4 is when we're here on a daily basis. And today we beg you to take us seriously, despite our clothes choices. For this is what's coming up between now and when we stop. Headline Hijack is on the way. It is your chance to get a made-up news story. Into the 2 o'clock bulletin. Victoria is the owner-operator of this mouth.
This mouth.
That's the mouth. At 2 o'clock, it says the news. It won't introduce itself, but it will say the news. And within it, to fool those not listening to this bit, will be a news lie. It's Headline Hijack. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with, I'm Victoria Bourne.
Also this hour, we'll be inviting another diversity to go through the papers. It's our way of making sure that we hit diversity targets. It is the bespoke box ticker that is the diversity paper review today. Ez is in, and he's a black man. There's also your chance to moan and complain about something or other that bothers you, no matter how pointlessly trivial you're bleating. You are welcome in our snowflake safe space. Tell us your trigger word. We will help you through your grief. We will help you through it in a non-gender-specific, anger-shaming, appropriation of consent norms way. And we will check our privilege at the door of the space. So come along, come one, come all, sensitive millennials, into our snowflake safe space. Get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Our Tour Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Hashtag snowflake safe space. There's the day's big stories, analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus on the way. All your reactions this afternoon, we'll take those as well. The big debate at 3 o'clock. A child will be discussing the news later before hammering out a tune on a toy xylophone for you to identify. It's this week's edition of Toddler Pop. There's work experience punditry. As overly enthusiastic work experience, Josh is in to review the week's new music. And we'll be helping someone's hopes and dreams come to a fruition as we provide another Kickstarter with a kick up the arse. A Kickstarter project on the radio. It's Hoper and it's Dreamer promoting it. If you've got a Kickstarter project you'd like to come on the radio and talk about, well, you know the number and you know the way to get in touch. Victoria's bonus news at 3:30 today. Today's vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Plus, we bring you hot guest action. Comedian and actress Kerry Howard will be here. Yes, it's today's PR exercise dressed up as an interview. She's also Russell Howard's sister, it turns out. And he hasn't spoken to us since I made Cornelius chase him down the road to try and interview him as he was getting into a taxi because he was late for an interview at Radio 2. Should be interesting. We're persona non grata to him. Let's see what she makes of it later. Kerry Howard in with us this afternoon. Ginger Dave not producing. Heard the word skirt in the news. His ears pricked up, or vice versa. Makes no sense. Asprodcast is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
Hi, Cass.
Yeah.
Yep. Now, she's got a short temper, but we don't judge her work by it. Mainly because she doesn't do any. Marta's on the buttons.
Hi.
Hi, Marta. Hola.
Hola. Hola.
Pressing the button.
Spanish.
Victoria's got the news.
Yeah.
Paid in to Cornelius.
Hello.
Great legs, Con.
Thanks.
And breasts.
All right.
Yesterday, salad for lunch today. Chicken. Healthy. I'm John Holmes, and this is Talk Radio in the Afternoons. Of course, we're going to be talking about today's big story, but to get there, we're going to need some music. The clues as to what the big story is are hidden somewhere in the music. Play along at home, see if you can figure out how this gets us there.
Lose you, and I don't know where I am going to.
Z. Z.
Top.
Top.
Yeah, I said that.
Yeah, I said it better. ZZ Top, of course, if you're from, you say words properly. And their song Sharp Dressed Man. But how does it get us into today's big story on Talk Radio in the afternoon? Like I said, the clues are always in there. Be it the band, be it the song title, ZZ Top. Sharp Dressed Man on Talk Radio in the afternoon. And I chose to play that as Talk Radio's head of music. But yes, play along at home. How does it get us there, Cornelius, of course? So what we've got there is ZZ Top.
ZZ Top. I once saw a really rubbish tribute act to them. Completely sent me to sleep. Don't go and see ZZZ Top.
Was that a little joke?
Yeah. Ironically, I was up all night writing that as well.
Yeah. ZZZZ Top, though. Sharp Dressed Man. But of course it links to today's story. Is it to do with The Lost City of Zed, the new film?
I don't know. Is that a film?
Yes. Not really good on films, are you? Anyway, it's not to do with that. So what could it possibly be? Sharp Dressed Man. Think about it.
Ooh.
Think about it. Think about the news. Think about it quicker.
Okay. Is it something to do with Brexit? Oh, I know.
Yes.
No, it's not Brexit. It's the new £12 coin.
The 12-sided pound coin?
Yeah.
Don't objectify it.
Yeah, but it's got 12 sides, so corners, which are sharp.
Yes.
Yeah!
And the dressed man bit?
Well, it's just irrelevant.
Okay. Anyway, no, it's not that. No, I'll tell you this big story today. Sharp Dressed Man, ZZ Top.
You said it was. You said yes.
I lied. It's, of course, to do with the sharp dressing of Nicola Sturgeon and Theresa May on the front of the Mail. Very controversial, isn't it? Because they just had the temerity to wear unskirts. And so the Mail, of course, have done the Brexit, Legxit pun, and the world has gone mad about it because it's hashtag everyday sexism because they have legs, right? So that's the problem. So ZZ Top, sharp dressed man, they're not, they're sharp dressed women. But would we mention a sharp dressed man in a similar situation? No, that's what the critics say, although there are examples of it, but we'll get to that. But anyway, would we? No, we wouldn't. That's what the critics say. No, we wouldn't. But we have to mention the clothes because they're women, sharp dressed women.
Yeah.
See, that's Theresa May, Nicola Sturgeon, front of the Mail, and their legs incident. That's why.
That's the big story.
It's a big story from that big song. There we go.
Right. What do we do at this bit again? What now?
We have to get a guest.
Oh, yeah.
Ask Broadcast is through the glass. She's through the miserable window.
Took your time.
Hi, Cass.
Hi, Cass.
Hi, Cass.
Nice jacket.
We're going to need a guest to talk about the sharp-dressed women on the radio.
The sharp-dressed women on the radio?
Well, you're wearing a jacket today.
Don't objectify her.
Sorry.
The only thing short about her is her temper.
Anything short about you is the fact you're short.
She's tickled Marta there.
Yeah, not the first one. Is that a guest booking I hear on the horizon?
Yeah, I'm picking up the phone now.
Excellent. Great news. All right, sharp dressed man by ZZ Top.
Why didn't you choose Legs by ZZ Top? They have a song called Legs that I'm fully aware of.
I didn't think of that.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Taking care of business on Talk Radio with Exporting is great. If you're a small or medium-sized business owner, you can't afford to miss Talk Radio's expert guide to exporting. From market research to resource management, logistics to local lingo, get essential advice on expanding your product or services overseas. Taking care of business on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Take the next step towards exporting. Visit great.gov.uk. The demand is out there. You should be too.
Britain, it's March, a month where the most exciting things to happen are grey skies, spring showers, and Crufts. So if you're sitting inside dreaming about April, then snap out of it. because EE has mega deals in store throughout March. Save £180 on a super fast 4G SIM and get 20 gigabytes for just $19.99 per month. Chop chop, these offers won't last forever. March in store now for even more mega March deals.
Offer ends 4th of April 2017. Minimum term applies. Other terms apply. See EE.co.uk.
New TradePoint catalogue is out now with new products like the Stanley Fatmax 18-volt brushless combi drill with two 2-amp hour lithium-ion batteries, more runtime and more power, all for only £79. Exclusively at TradePoint. Excludes VAT at 20%. TradePoint!
At Jet2.com, we offer you great flight times, a generous 22 kilograms baggage allowance, no credit card fees, and prices as low as £42. No wonder we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor, and we're the UK's only airline awarded Rich Recommended Provider. And new from this spring, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes. Charges may apply, subject to availability and normal conditions.
Relax and embark on a journey from BT to Post Office Home Phone. Free yourself from BT's prices and picture paying just £14.99 a month. Experience calm and keep your number. Breathe in affordable line rental. Breathe out your old provider. Search Post Office Home Phone or visit your local branch for better value line rental. Post Office Home Phone. Sorted. Offer ends 3rd of the 4th, 2017. £14.99 a month for 12 months and £16.99 a month thereafter. No minimum term contract. Full terms at postoffice.co.uk/homephone.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Watch out around Hampshire, the M27 westbound. Still slow due to an earlier accident between Junction 10 and Junction 9, with congestion back onto the M27 to Junction 11, but all lanes have reopened. You'll also find through Staffordshire, the M6 southbound, a bit of traffic from 10A down to Junction 10. Through Warwickshire, the M40 as well, got a broken down vehicle between Junction 16 and Junction 15. And the M20 clockwise now easing just before Junction 11 after an earlier accident.
Writing job descriptions, managing candidates, setting up interviews, hiring's hard. But Indeed.com makes it easy. Post your job, organise candidates, schedule interviews. All on the UK's number one job site. And with more people in the UK using Indeed than any other job site, easy works. Find your next hire at Indeed.com today. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
And on the next Full Set Breakfast, it's not D-Day, it's B-Day. B-Day, no, not the porcelain potty where you wash your bits. Brexit Day is being declared. We've got the full coverage on the next Full Set Breakfast, you lucky people.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Indeed, and what we're going to be talking about is today's big story. Some of your reactions coming in first, though. Cornelius, what have you got?
Yeah, there? Loads coming in, John. John, you're insane in the membrane. You are insane, and you've got no brain. That's coming from Cypress Hill. Thanks very much for that. John, it's very much not what you wear, it's how you wear it. That's coming from a glossy magazine.
Thank you very much indeed. Let's talk about today's big story. Theresa May and Nicola Sturgeon have some legs. The facts of the matter, and I have checked, are that they have four legs between them. But now there's been a furore because the Daily Mail have put these legs on the front of their so-called newspaper, accompanied by a bad pun. Never mind Brexit, they wrote, who won Legsit? And I'm not sure which is more offensive, the legs thing or the fact that the pun doesn't even work properly. Many have risen up, coincidentally, on legs of their own and complained, suggesting that the Daily Mail's clocks went back to the 1970s at the weekend, while others have said, this is why we march for women's rights, which is, of course, true, which they also do on legs. Legs are today's news agenda, however you play it, because we've all fallen into the Mail's trap of discussing it. Are we right to? Isn't this just what they want, perhaps? Instead, what we should be doing is objectifying the Daily Mail rather than objectifying the everyday female. Four, look at that newspaper. Look at its hot sexism. Let's not take it seriously like it didn't with May and Sturgeon. Oh, look at its words all over the front page there, inviting you to have a look. It loves it. The dirty paper or something like that. On the line, Dr. Kathleen Stock now. She's a reader in philosophy at Sussex University. She's written articles on sexual discrimination. In short, she knows what the hell she's talking about. Hello, Dr. Kathleen.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for talking to us. Good to have you on. So, where on earth do we start with this? Obviously, everybody's talking about it. Have we slightly fallen into the Daily Mail's trap, first of all, Kathleen? Is this what they wanted us to be doing?
Well, it might be what they wanted us to do, but I still think we should talk about it. We can't ignore it. It sends a clear message out that we've got to combat in some way. So,
yeah.
So, unfortunately, here we are.
Here we are. Yeah, and you're absolutely right. Of course, that's the point. And when you say here we are, though, where are we? I mean, we're in 2017. It seems the front of the Daily Mail isn't. They clearly think it's. Well, let's assume they think it's acceptable. The majority, of course, of certainly the liberal world of social media, it says it isn't. For those that might be wondering, why is it unacceptable, Dr. Kathleen?
Well, it's a form of objectification of two very, very clever people by reducing them to their body parts and dismissing the fact that they're having a very important meeting that decides part of the future of the British Isles, and concentrate on the fact that they've got legs and what those legs look like. And so it's basically, objectification is treating human beings as objects. And one way you can do that is by focusing them on them as bodies, not just sexually, but you can criticize them, assess them, admire them, but you're not treating them as people with minds who can do things other than look a certain way.
So, and is it part of social conditioning that leads to this kind of stuff? Because we see it, obviously, far more with women in newspapers, women in politics. You know, it's all for years it's been about Theresa May's shoes, or and there's always that
kitten
argument
heels.
Where we never hear kitten heels, exactly, yeah, we never hear about David Cameron's shoes back when he was prime minister, all that kind of stuff. Is it social conditioning? Is it part of our culture? Why is it that we seem to zone in on this stuff?
Well, it is part of our culture. You just need to look at the average newsagent's rack and see the ways that women are represented and compare them to the ways in which men typically are represented. There are some men are objectified in some magazines, but mostly it's women. So, yeah, the Daily Mail is responding to a cultural trend. They know what they're doing. It's a cultural trend that we should remove because it's harmful to women. It's also not just, obviously, men that do this to women. Women do it to themselves. Sarah Vine is a woman. She wrote that article. She's responding to cultural influences too. But it ruins the way, or it harms the way women relate to themselves and that people relate to women generally, if you see them just as things to be looked at rather than minds to be interacted with.
Does it happen, I know obviously the numbers are different, but obviously this happens to male politicians too, or certainly has in the past. Yes. Well, remember Justin Trudeau, the Canadian Prime Minister.
And his
tight buttocks and all that stuff. And this was a whole social media memes, which was women taking photographs, the photograph of his buttocks, which they then, people were retweeting it and talking, having it as their saved screen on their phones and going, look at those buttocks, I wouldn't mind getting my hands on that, all that kind of stuff. It's the same thing. Now, I appreciate that, of course, the scale is completely different. It's one guy we're talking about. He may be the only politician with good buttocks. I don't know. I don't objectify. However, it's not. But do you see what I mean? It is done the other way, and that's equally unacceptable, right?
I think it depends on the context, right? You've got to take into account the context. If men were being objectified on this massive scale in adverts, in newspapers, in magazines everywhere, and then we objectify Justin Trudeau, that's a completely different kettle of fish to the situation where that's not really the case. So it's not normal to objectify men. The Justin Trudeau case obviously stands out as quite unusual.
Yeah.
It is not at all unusual to treat women this way. As you say, Theresa May's been facing it her whole career. I'm sure Nicola Sturgeon has too. So it's not about individual intentions. It's about the cultural context plus those intentions and what happens as a consequence of those intentions. And the consequence of this is a message is sent to young children all around the country that women can't be taken seriously as politicians. They have to be assessed in terms of their legs, which, let's face it, most of us are not responsible for our legs. We get the legs we're born with.
Yeah.
There's nothing admirable about having a certain pair of legs.
But did a similar thing, though, not happen? And this is interesting, you mentioned sort of young children, because there was this whole Tom Hardy on CBeebies thing the other day, I don't know whether you saw this, where the actor Tom Hardy read a story. He's there to read a story, he's an actor, but all that happened was mums everywhere on the mums on Facebook and everything else was just going, "Four, look at hunky Tom Hardy reading a story." You know, that became the story.
Yeah.
And that was objectifying him, wasn't it? A children's TV programme.
I'm not saying, and I don't think, objectification is inevitably wrong in every sense, because obviously having a sexual interest in somebody is not wrong in itself.
Mm.
Having a sexual interest in Tom Hardy is not wrong in itself. Or Theresa May or Nicola Sturgeon. We're not talking about whether it's okay to fancy someone. We're talking about whether it's okay for a national newspaper to put on their cover as a message to the world how we think of women politicians, and that's totally different.
Okay. Do we then, I mean, broadly speaking, you know, because you remember we had the Tube campaign, the Beach Body Ready, do you remember this? Huge billboards, weren't they, of just I can't remember what even company was doing it now, but someone, you know, there was an image of a woman in a bikini, that was the idea behind it was you need to get this kind of body to go on the beach, wasn't it? That was the gist of it, and people
complained
about it. You know, is there any correlation to be drawn between that and you were talking about advertising, you know, Diet Coke or Beckham in his pants, and that kind of, down the side of a bus? Is one acceptable and one isn't, is what I'm saying? Or should we get rid of all of it?
Well, I mean, if people are giving me the choice, then I would get rid of a large percentage of the representations of women until we'd even things out a bit.
Right.
If we got to a completely level playing field where, I mean, I don't think it would be a great world in which men were treated as bodies either.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a better world in which we were all treated as minds primarily and assess the things we can do with those. But if things levelled out, fine. But at the moment, they're not like that. Women are being used to sell things on a massive scale.
Yeah.
So I don't think, I mean, like I say, it's not about individual cases. It's about the context in which they happen.
I deliberately don't drink Diet Coke because of that advert.
Well done.
it's not true. I'm just throwing it in there. Final question, really, because it is interesting. Do we all, though, secretly objectify in our own minds all the time, as human beings?
It's a different, like I say, there's a difference between fancying someone and objectifying them. And also, objectifying is not a bad thing. If it's a private interaction between two consenting adults, that's absolutely fine. You do what you like. But the Daily Mail is not a consenting adult. It's an institution that sends out messages via the choices. Exactly. So I'm all for objectification in certain contexts, but not this one.
All right, listen, thanks very much. That was very interesting stuff. Dr. Kathleen Stock, she's does philosophy. She's a reader in philosophy at Sussex University. She's written articles on sexual discrimination. And opening up some interesting points, really, I think, there, in the case of these posters that you find people complain about when there's a woman in a bikini, yeah, it's seemingly all right to have David Beckham in his pants down the side of a bus. But she's right, of course, there are more, I guess, cases of advertising that objectify women. But maybe she's right. Maybe we just need to up the level of men in their pants. I don't know. And also, she said that a newsagent had an impressive rack or something, so that was very early on. Anyway, so, to be honest, I think she meant the magazines, nothing else.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, then, so thank you very much. Get your opinions and thoughts to us. Here's the number, 87 treble.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Let's talk front page of the Daily Mail. It's Talk Radio, it's the afternoons. In the next bit, cometh the hour, cometh the diversity paper review, and of course, headline hijack on the way. Now, here's Victoria. She's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Lawyers for a Royal Marine who shot and killed an injured Taliban fighter in Afghanistan say he'll be out of prison within 2 weeks. Alexander Blackman has been handed a 7-year sentence for diminished responsibility for manslaughter. It's after his murder conviction, which he's already served 3.5 years for, was quashed. Jonathan Goldberg QC has described Mr. Blackman's wife Claire, who campaigned relentlessly, as a lioness.
She has shown that ordinary people can do extraordinary things. She kept the flame alive when the legal system had completely abandoned her husband and thrown him into the trash can.
Travel vaccinations, gluten-free foods and some painkillers could soon no longer be available on prescription on the NHS in England. It's part of a major cost-cutting plan which could save £128 million a year. The boss of Twitter insists the company is helping prevent extremism after the Westminster attack. The company has been summoned to speak to the Home Secretary on Thursday, along with other internet firms, over concerned terrorists are communicating online. Huge waves, heavy rain and 160-mile-hour winds are pounding northern Queensland in Australia. Tropical cyclone Debbie has been damaging homes, wrecking jetties and cutting power. The Daily Mail is being accused of sexism after reducing Brexit talks between Theresa May and Nicola Sturgeon to a battle of their legs. The paper's facing angry backlash for using its front page to focus on their lower limbs rather than politics. And Nestlé has announced Kit Kats are changing. The firm is reducing sugar by increasing the amount of milk and cocoa in the chocolate bar. They'll stay the same size and cost. The weather showers in the west this afternoon, but brightening up in the south and east, feeling warm in any sunshine with highs of 17 degrees. There's more in 24 minutes if John can stick to time.
Ooh. How many fingers?
It's staying the same.
Is it?
Yeah.
You got a choice of two or four?
Correct.
Just checking.
Yeah. Can I just say something?
No.
Somebody's tweeted me.
Oh.
Nat, and she said that she thinks James Max should introduce me all the time as he's a lot more professional than you,
Unbelievable.
John.
Unbelievable.
And they've also mentioned Cornelius.
Just what a handsome guy I am.
No. I'm professional.
Who said this?
Nat. That's Chem Romy 2330.
Thanks, Nat. I think I'm very professional, actually.
Really?
It's Tour Radio in the afternoons. Victoria will be here with Headline Hijack in
23 minutes.
if we stick to time.
Yeah. Which we won't. So if you'd like to get your made-up news story to us, then you can, and you can do it now, because Headline Hijack is on the way.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Student house or country pub, Martin Roberts.
It is, of course, a listed building.
Penthouse flat with urban star, Martin Roberts.
A massive damp patch on the ceiling.
Martin Roberts.
What do you mean I was supposed to put a washer in there?
He's a man with expertise when it comes to properties. Before you get the keys, call Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's just what we do.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
With Headline Hijack, your made-up news stories. Falling them in to us, and one of them will be in the news at 2 o'clock. As you know, alternative facts, fake news, writ large. We've been doing it long before it were a thingy. It's to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. Of course it is. They don't hear us set this up. If they put their radio on at 2, first thing they hear is the news and your lie that's in there, and thus they believe it for the rest of the day. What's been coming in? Cornelius!
This is from... Who's this from? Ollie, who says, after having a second motoring accident last week, Richard Hammond has had his driving licence confiscated by the authorities for the safety of the British Parliament. The broadcaster will stay part in the Grand Tour TV show, but will have to be given a lift by one of the other presenters or take part in the challenges using a push bike.
Okay, good. Thanks, Ollie. This one's from Ben. Paul Dacre, the editor of the Daily Mail, has defended the paper's controversial Lexit front page, saying that he is actually a feminist and would have absolutely not run that story in the paper at all if he'd thought that either the Prime Minister or Nicola Sturgeon had flabby, ugly legs.
That's
what he's...
That's really good of him to actually come out and say that clearly.
He's a feminist, isn't he?
Yeah.
He only likes the nice legs. He's I mean, if they had hairy old legs, he wouldn't have run that front page. So, you know, don't know what point that proves. But anyway, thanks, Ben. Quite a weird one, I think. Anyway, Yours now, your made-up news stories. Come on. Come on, come on, come all, come
on.
Hither and thither. The lines are open. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We'll do some of that next. We'll also be welcoming in Ez to go through the papers for us for today's diversity paper review. Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Don't do the every day, on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve. Every Friday morning on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, find out what happens when you push an ordinary radio producer from the West Midlands to the limit.
Join me, breakfast show producer Alex, as I step into the unknown and experience what the everyday can't.
Find out where being a Royal Navy Reservist takes him. Don't do the every day, on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Britain, it's March, a month where the most exciting things to happen are grey skies, spring showers, and Crufts. So if you're sitting inside dreaming about April, then snap out of it. Because EE has mega deals in store throughout March. Save £180 on a super fast 4G SIM and get 20 gigabytes for just $19.99 per month. Chop, chop. These offers won't last forever. March in store now for even more mega March deals.
Offer ends 4th of April 2017. Minimum term applies. Other terms apply. See EE.co.uk.
Ann Davis?
Yeah?
Winston Wolfe. You were on your way to work when you got whacked from behind.
Yes. It was horrible.
Well, I know someone who put you out of your misery. Here they are now.
Taxi for Ann.
If your car isn't drivable after an accident, Direct Line will get you a taxi. Now it's time you disappeared. We don't want to be late, do we?
Car recovery and a taxi to continue your journey after an accident. Can your car insurance do that? Comprehensive cover required. Taxi booked to one destination within the UK. Terms and conditions apply.
Introducing Domino's new walk-in wins. Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with click and collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new walk-in wins. So just strut in, save time, and bog off. Participating store, subject to availability. See dominoes.co.uk.
At TradePoint, we've got over 290 stores nationwide, open early till late, 7 days a week. So you'll never be too far from everything you need to get the job done.
Let's talk about you. The I'll walk tomorrow you. Mm. But go on, please. I'll have a second helping you. The give us a minute, love, you. The heart disease you. So how about the enough is enough you? Start the fight back to a healthier you. Join over a million people who've taken the One You health quiz. See how you score. Search One You.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, on the M6 at the moment, southbound 10A down to Junction 10. Got a few delays to watch out for there. You'll find through Warwickshire on the M40 southbound between 16 and 15. One lane's closed off. It is due to a broken down vehicle, but traffic's coping well. The A14 eastbound through Cambridgeshire, heavy at the moment at Junction 29, with delays back to Junction 28 at Buckingway Road. And in Suffolk, we've got delays on the A12 Belvedere Road, just around Mill Road. I'm Poonam Verma.
Your business is growing. Fantastic. But you need to hire fast. Enter Indeed.com. Already used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. And with more people in the UK using Indeed than any other job site, you'll find more great candidates and sooner on Indeed. Find your next hire on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. World's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoons, it's quarter to a time. Hi there. And, well, the news. We're just looking at it. Of course, Article 50 triggers tomorrow. You know that by now. That's the secondary story. The main story, of course, is that Theresa May has two actual human legs. So that's very much what the news is concentrating on today. The Sun newspaper, we'll go through the papers in a minute, of course, but energy site hiding the best deals as well. EU owes Britain billions, says the Daily Express. That's predictable, isn't it? The Eye there, it's got a picture on it and some words, and so has the Times. Telegraph's got some words as well, and a picture and a cartoon. And The Guardian has some liberal stuff. So, what I'm getting at here, the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, well, many people can't, Cornelius, but it's all right because we, as regular listeners will know, are here to help. If you are a new listener, this is what we do. We take the big stories, the current affairs, if you will, and we analyse them in an in-depth way. And the best way, and believe me, we've tried many ways, but we've now narrowed it down, we consider this the best way, is to look at those stories through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's short-form Oriental verse meets current affairs. It's 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Who pushed Ken Barlow? I reckon his brother Gary, for tax reasons.
The news in haikus. All right, good afternoon, Talk Radio. Station that almost no one listens to. And it's time for the Diversity Paper Review. Now, it is, as you would expect, a review of the day's papers. That much is true. So far, so normal. However, each day we invite a different diversity to do it, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Today, Ez is back. Ez, remind us of your diversity.
Yeah, I'm black.
That's right.
Yeah.
And what has caught your eye, Ez, today?
So let's go with the front papers. I only recently heard about the Daily Mail front page.
We've been talking about that, yes.
Yeah, you have. So I'm going to go with the Eye front page, which is the same story.
But in a very different way.
Very different way. Yeah, it's not Lexit. It's just, you know, they're, you know, talking about the facts and stuff. But yeah, so Nicola Sturgeon has accused Theresa May of lacking rational argument against allowing a second Scottish referendum. So their talks are in deadlock at the moment. And obviously, Article 50 is going to be triggered tomorrow. So Sturgeon is trying to, you know, get her point across to May that you need to allow us to have our second vote because we voted to stay in. So there's a lot of tension between Scotland and Britain. So, well, England? Did you say Britain?
Well, you wouldn't say Britain, would you? Because that's technically including Scotland.
Yeah, that's including Scotland, yeah, who want to leave. So, yeah, England be the Scots.
And it's just like the old days.
Yeah, literally like the old days. So Brexit being dubbed as a democratic injustice by Sturgeon, and Theresa May is just she's not really listening. She's not really listening to Sturgeon.
She's
talk to the hand.
Yeah, she sort of said what she needs to say. And you know, I think the quote was, "Now is not the time," isn't it?
Yeah,
She's not ruling it out for the future, but in the middle of what is the triggering of Article 50 and coming out of Europe and all of the, I'm going to call it admin, that that's going to involve. She doesn't want the headache of also trying to have a devolutionise Scotland.
But Sturgeon did say she argued that her plan fitted with May's timescale, as it would enable Scotland to hold its own referendum before the United Kingdom leaves. So she's trying to give us some leeway, but I don't think May's having any of it.
Yeah, it's interesting, as you say, the approaches are different on this.
The eye very much going
with the politics, and as we've been hearing today, the male very much going with the fact that they are women and they are owners of legs. They have legs, eh?
I didn't really notice that until they reported that. I mean, they report some hard-hitting stuff, but this is top-notch.
I thought, my own theory is this, and I'll see what you think,
yeah,
is that if all of our politicians, if this was enshrined into law, all of our politicians, whenever they appeared in in public had to be fully nude.
Yeah.
Right? Like full frontal.
Yeah.
Then I think it would take the pressure off every time they wore a skirt or or tight trousers in the case of the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. I think because what you'd be doing, isn't it? You wouldn't be objectifying them anymore. Yeah. You'd just be going, I've already seen it all.
So exactly.
I don't need
there's
to see.
No spoilers, no plot twists.
That's right. We've already seen it all hanging out, haven't we? We've seen
all the jewels.
Yeah, trees, like the crown jewels. Maybe the royal family should do it as well. And literally, the crown jewels should be on display. Well, Prince Harry's already done that, of course, in that Las Vegas hotel room. But the rest of them, not so much. Yeah. Princess Kate on that balcony. All right. Bad example of the royals. But anyway, politicians certainly. I think. Oh, and the Queen in that full frontal spread in that magazine. Yeah. Anyway. So, but apart from all of that, right? Then and the Queen Mother that time.
No, that didn't happen.
Thing. The horse racing. Anyway, so
should we move on? Should we transition?
Mashed up
into
on gin.
No.
What?
Oh no.
What now?
So the Times are reporting that you've all heard about the cameras that are catching up people on their phones driving.
Yeah.
But now they have bobbies on the bus who catch motorists using their mobiles. So police officers, I think it's in Devon, have commandeered a double-decker bus, or multiple double-decker buses, to spot users on their mobile phones. So they liaise with officers in unmarked cars who follow behind them to pull offenders over. And they've caught, I think in Devon here it says, in Plymouth, Devon they've caught over 130 motorists over 2 days.
But why...
Why do they need a bus?
I don't know. If they've got an unmarked car, why aren't they just in that? Why are they on a bus?
I mean, like, this is, you know, I don't have the answers.
This is a new initiative. They've just sort of gone, all right, we'll put a policeman on a bus. But it's just a bus full of policemen.
Well, they're hailing it as a success, and the police seem to be happy with it, so... Times seem to be happy with it because they're reporting about it. So
there's a bus. They've got a bus.
Yeah,
they've put
double decker bus. Not single decker.
So that's a lot of policemen.
Well, the pictures show here. It looks like an empty bus. They're probably doing this in the morning. Got one officer just reporting back to the other officers in the other car, and he's just sitting on the double decker bus. It's quite empty. The picture here. So I'm assuming the times that they do it is probably quite early, not in rush hour. Which
seems a lot of effort to go.
It's a lot of effort. I mean, I think the next step is then for to commandeer cruise ships and then liaise with undercover unmarked submarines to catch people from afar.
That would seem to be the best option to me.
I think because that's naturally the next step after this.
Yeah,
other
trains.
Yeah,
other public transport.
Just undercover agents everywhere.
There'd be drones next.
Are we already doing that?
Well, because that's because they've already got drone policemen in Devon and Cornwall. We were talking about this, weren't we?
Yeah,
and so it'd be drones spotting people on their phones, wouldn't it? You don't need
spotting people on their drones.
Spotted. I don't know why you need policemen on a bus. I'm still don't really understand.
I think the most interesting thing I took away from this article was that although it's not illegal to talk on a hands-free mobile, dialing a number or selecting a music track to listen to is.
Yeah.
So if you're changing your songs on your, whatever you're using, radio or Bluetooth or whatever, you could be pulled over and your license could be revoked.
By a bus driver. It's like the poorest sequel to Speed I've ever heard. It's dreadful. That's a film, Cornelius. A film.
Oh, right.
It's got Keanu Reeves in it.
I was going to say I could have helped you out, but I thought he was just talking about something else.
Anyway, are you a drug dealer?
No.
Right. Okay, so what else is in the papers?
Let's transition from the buses to the schools. So I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but in The Guardian it's reporting that they're using dogs to deter children from bad behaviour. So in a Huntington school in York, staff managed to sort out basically the kids were littering in the playground, and they solved the problem by not replacing it with detentions, but deploying the newest, cuddliest colleague called Rolo, the school dog.
Well, hang on a minute.
Well,
why have they... That is ridiculous.
He's got a job title. This is real. His job title is learning support dog.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's stopping them from littering.
Yeah,
but dogs have litters of puppies.
No, they literally litter. But basically, what the school are doing?
Better animal.
They're blackmailing the kids, so they'll say to them, "If you litter again, we will take away Rolo, and you won't see him again.
We will kill the dog." Is that what they're saying?
No, I said, take him away.
That would work.
Put him down
in
the same place.
They're not going to harambe a dog in front of.
They should.
They're not. right? But dogs famously have litters of pups. It's called a litter. So I think that's the wrong message. Because you go, right, don't drop litter. Well, he's just had a litter. She's just had a litter.
Well,
hey, it's every dog, male or female's right to have a litter if they want one in this day and age, right? Well, right, snowflakes? Mm-hmm. So, you know, gender neutral dog is what I'm saying. Either can have a litter if it wants. I'm not going to uterus shame a dog, right? So well, if you pick an animal where are all animals offspring called litters? No, I don't think they are they? So I think they should have picked an animal which doesn't have a litter.
Yeah, that would have been smart. I mean, well, the school, it's being dubbed as a masterstroke by The Guardian. They're saying the emotional blackmail used here is helping the kids behave better. And I think he's soon, I think I read here, he's soon to run for the vacant headmaster position. Rolo, because he's become a celebrity. I mean, they've got some quotes here. People queue up to see him. He's like a celebrity, says Abby Watson, 13.
Yeah.
He's got his own staff badge. He's pretty much a legend in York.
Yeah. Well, I can see the blackmail idea working on children, and that's absolutely fine. But they shouldn't just stop at puppies. They should go, all right, so stop littering, or you can't stroke the puppy. If you don't do your homework, we will kidnap your parents.
That sounds like a Taken plot.
Yeah, well, whatever. That's a film, Cornelius. And that's fine. Because
films
it's
on the screen, by
emotion,
the way.
Yeah. Emotional blackmail. If it's going to work, it's going to work with a dog. It's going to work right at the end of the scale, isn't it? I mean, they could hold guinea pigs with tennis rackets and go, if you don't do I'm going to bat this guinea pig.
Really good idea.
Into the road, kids. And the kids go, oh, that's awful. Yeah, so get on with your work.
These are 12-year-olds, John.
Yeah.
I mean, usually I agree with you, but...
It's an important age to learn lessons.
Yeah, that's why.
Fair enough.
Anyway, Ez, thank you very much for coming in.
No problem.
That's Ez there with today's diversity pay-per-view. Reminders of your diversity.
I'm black.
Okay, fine. Excellent stuff. Thank you very much. Right, okay. So on the way in the next bit of the programme, Snowflake Safe Space, of course, is on the way. If you want to complain or moan because you're a millennial and you're very oversensitive to things, oh dear boo-hoo, then we can provide you with a safe space. Let us know your trigger word. Come on in and we will help you through it. Also on the programme today, guest action. Kerry Howard, the actress and comedian, will be joining us on the programme. It's PR dressed up as interview. She'll be flogging something. Doubtless that's what's going on here. And a small child will be discussing the news and playing a tune on a toy xylophone. Identify the tune. It's Toddler Pops. All on the way this afternoon. Small matter of headline hijack, though. We need somebody who has put their made-up news story in the news, which is next, to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit. Cornelius has the name.
It's Ian.
And where's Ian from?
Stornoway.
Stornoway. It's a long way from London, that one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Ian in Stornoway. You've got your made-up news story into Victoria. It's coming out of her next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday, every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Did you know that government road tax charges are changing after the 31st of March? So, here are your options. You could A, visit your nearest Ford dealer after the 31st of March and get a great deal on a new Ford. Or B, visit your nearest Ford dealer before the 31st of March, get a great deal and beat the road tax increase. There you go. A or B. No brainer. Visit your nearest Ford dealer and register a new car before the 31st of March and beat the road tax increase. Ford. Go further. For more information on the road tax charges, visit ford.co.uk.
eBay has every kind of part to help your car pass its MOT.
Son, come and have a look at the car. There's a few things I've fixed ahead of its MOT. I've topped up the washer bottle.
Screen wash.
I've replaced the wipers.
Windscreen wipers.
I've sorted the indicators.
Light bulbs.
And press that.
Horns. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of parts and accessories to help you get your car MOT ready. The ultimate pass your MOT first time shop.
Right now, there's great deals not to be missed at Jewson, like specialist boards, whether you're
soundproofing,
waterproofing, or fireproofing. Get the big name boards you need for nailed down prices from just £7.69 each. Or grab 100 raw plug metal self-drilled plasterboard fixings for only £7.99. Plus, don't get stuck without plasterboard joint tape. Get three rolls for just £10. Everything you need to get the job done from Jewson. Prices subject to VAT at 20%. Go to jewson.co.uk to find your nearest branch.
Your business is growing. Fantastic. But you need to hire fast. Enter Indeed.com. Already used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. And with more people in the UK using Indeed than any other job site, you'll find more great candidates and sooner on Indeed. Find your next hire on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. World's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock, good afternoon. It's Tuesday. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Marine to be freed after Taliban killing, prescription changes, and the Mail hits back at sexism claims.
Talk Radio.
An MP and former soldier has told Talk Radio the case of Marine A should prompt a review into how service personnel are dealt with by the courts. It's after Sergeant Alexander Blackman was resentenced for killing an injured Taliban fighter in 2011. His original murder conviction, handed down by a court-martial in 2013, was downgraded to manslaughter earlier this month. He could be out of prison within 2 weeks. Conservative politician Richard Drack says he's concerned for the armed forces.
Should the court-martial deal with a serious offence such as this? Should this not have gone straight to the Crown Court, for example? Should those who sit on a court-martial board all have the necessary experience to hear a case like this? There are one or two questions that need to be asked, I think, yes.
Major cost-cutting plans have been revealed for NHS England, which could see travel vaccines, gluten-free food and omega-3 supplements scrapped. It's hoped getting rid of some prescriptions will save the health service £128 million a year. The wife of Westminster attacker Khalid Massoud says she's saddened and shocked by his actions. Rohi Hydra has condemned her husband's killing spree. A property tycoon insists he's not racist after banning Indian people from renting his homes. 69-year-old Fergus Wilson claims he's been left thousands of pounds out of pocket from getting rid of the smell of curry. And the Daily Mail has told people who've criticised its front page today to get a life. The paper's been accused of sexism after it asked whether Theresa May or Nicola Sturgeon won the battle of the legs when they met yesterday, instead of focusing on Brexit talks. Feminist campaigner Rebecca Morden says it's demeaning, even if it was meant in jest.
We've still got more men in boardrooms in the UK called John than there are women in boardrooms at the top level in the UK. Now, until we've achieved some sort of level of equality, this kind of stuff is just keeping women out of the focus as serious politicians. It's embarrassing.
Talk Radio, national weather.
But it'd be stupid if you're part of the problem,
yeah,
John.
Yeah, but hang on a minute. But of course there are all more men called John in boardrooms, because if a woman was called John, a woman wouldn't be called John. So the argument doesn't make any sense at all.
Should be called Jean.
Did you just say there are more men called John in the boardroom? Well, yes, because there aren't any women called John.
Jean. If it was Jean, it'd be a different story.
She needs to get a pretty little head in order.
John. John. That's part of the problem. I think you got the wrong end of the stick there anyway.
I'm just quoting what she said.
I know, but you're changing the meaning of it.
She needs to speak clearly.
Or Joan.
Yeah, should have got a man on. He'd have said it right.
Wow. You're so ridiculous.
Yeah, Cornelius wouldn't. You're right, he'd have mispronounced everything. But anyway. What?
So professional.
Yes, I am. Have you got some
Should I do the weather
if
yet?
You like, yeah. Do you want me to do it for you?
No.
Okay.
No, John. This is part of the problem.
There are more women called Victoria in this office than there are men called Victoria. And that's sexist.
That's
and
true.
Not fair.
Hmm.
Right.
Yeah. There are more women with women's names in this building than there are men with women's names. And that's wrong, according to that.
The news desk as well is dominated by women.
Yeah.
We've got men on there.
Yeah, but they're not.
It's dominated by women.
Mm.
I mean, the boss is a woman.
There you go. Which is a good thing.
With a name which could be male or female. Robin.
Good point, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
It used to be a man.
I've never asked her.
Okay.
But I'm going to assume not.
Okay, ask her when you go. It's absolutely fine.
Everyone's I might record that.
it's on the radio.
I will ask her and I'm going to record it.
Okay, fine.
Anyway, the weather, showers in the west this afternoon, but brightening up in the south and east. Feeling warm in any sunshine with highs of 17 degrees.
Thanks very much, Victoria. Good afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio. Here is, I know, here's Ben, he used to be a woman, with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. The Republic of Ireland face Iceland in a friendly this evening, the first game since captain Seamus Coleman broke his leg in the World Cup qualifier with Wales. Robbie Brady standing in as skipper in Dublin later. He says it's not a role he's used to.
Just underage internationally. Would have been the last time I would have captained a side.
Elsewhere, Chelsea and Spain striker Diego Costa will undergo a late fitness test ahead of the friendly away to France, while managerless Holland host Italy. Finally, world number one Andy Murray's out of Great Britain's Davis Cup quarter-final against France with an elbow injury. He'll miss the clash in Normandy next month after withdrawing from the Miami Open with the same problem. Dan Evans and Kyle Edmund are selected as singles players in his absence. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, the plan for the official triggering of Article 50 by Theresa May tomorrow has been released. The day will be a national holiday. With streets in northern England being allowed to close for street parties, the Red Arrows will do a flypast over Brussels as the Prime Minister and the Queen officially pull the trigger on the balcony of Buckingham Palace in front of thousands of Brexiteers lining the Mall.
Thank you very much indeed. Victoria there with the news and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Okay, then, it is Talk Radio, yes. Yes, it is. Welcome along. Still to come on the programme. Work experience review. Punditry. Work experiences. Dragged in here, put in front of a microphone to get some real-world experience reviewing stuff. Today, over-enthusiastic Josh is... He likes everything. Josh is back. He's going to be reviewing the week's new music for us. The big debate will be at 3 o'clock. There will be a Kickstarter project, even a kick up the arse, as we invite somebody with a hope and a dream and a Kickstarter project onto the radio to promote it. That's coming up later. If you've got a Kickstarter project you'd like to talk about on the radio, there's a number, 8722.
Start your message with the word
That's
talk.
All radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Now, of course, tomorrow is indeed the triggering of Article 50, as you've just been hearing in the news there. But the question is, how are you preparing for this historic day? That is today's texting. Why not get in touch? Tell us exactly what you're planning. Maybe you're planning a Brexit-style street party or going down to the Mall, where, of course, you've just been hearing in the news, the Queen and Prince Philip will be literally pressing the trigger. Mm. What time is it? Midday?
Half 12,
half
I believe.
12 tomorrow.
Yeah, just before our show.
And they'll be pressing the pulling the trigger, I suppose, together. That launches Article 50 on, and of course the Red Arrows as well, flying past in the north where all the Brexit voters live, apart from Julia Hartley Brewer. Now, what are you doing though to prepare for tomorrow's triggering of Article 50? Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm doing, John. I'm going to be issuing hard hats, hard hat helmets to all of my family and friends, as many as I can get my hands on, just in case for when the economy collapses, just in case it collapses directly onto me or them.
Very wise. You can't be too careful.
No.
They're recommending, officially recommending cycling hats, of course.
Are they?
Yes, but hard hats will work perfectly well.
Yeah.
But if the economy does collapse, do keep yourself protected.
Just keep looking up.
Yeah. John, I am. I filled up. This is from Dan, the van man. John, I filled up my van with cement, and I'm heading down to Dover tomorrow because I'm going to start filling in the Channel Tunnel.
Yeah, it's good to get that going straight away, I guess.
Thank you, Dan. If you're planning to do something for the triggering of Article 50 tomorrow, do let us know. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Right, let's meet a snowflake. It is the Talk Radio Afternoon Snowflake Safe Space. The place for you if you're a little bit oversensitive, like a millennial. About something that really doesn't matter and is inconsequential, but, you know, social media, etc. just makes you want to shout about it because of all the modern way. Oh, I've got privilege and oh, dear. Oh, someone's culturally appropriated my gender. Oh, I've been shamed. Oh. All right, so here's the safe space, Snowflakes. You're very welcome in here to tell us your trigger word, and then we'll talk it through it. Talk it through it, that's right, with you. Xavier. Am I saying that right? Xavier.
No, it's Javier.
Javier.
Yeah.
Javier.
Don't worry, you'll never say it correctly.
Okay. Where are you from?
Spain.
Spain. Good. All right. Well, it's nice to talk to you. Are you a millennial?
Yeah, I suppose I am.
Okay. So, what's your trigger word?
Expensive toilet paper.
Expensive toilet paper. Mm. You want to moan? Yeah. You want to moan about that?
Yeah. Of course.
Go on then.
So the thing's that I live in a flat with four other girls.
Four other girls?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but don't worry, they all have boyfriends, so it's fine.
Phew.
And the problem is that when I come home after a very long day in uni and after work, I like to go to the toilet, and I don't want to clean myself with that stupid, cheap toilet paper.
Cheap toilet paper, yeah.
Yeah, I deserve something much better.
Yeah.
And the problem is that my mates don't want to buy it. I mean, we share the money we spend for the whole home stuff.
Yeah.
And they don't want it because it is too expensive, as they say.
Well, now, you see, how are we going to put this? So you work hard, and it's your right, isn't it? It's your right. It's your right to a bloot. Right, and by which I mean have a poo, in the way that you want to, isn't it? It's your right to do that.
Yeah,
in a space of your choosing, right?
Yeah, it's my safe space.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Exactly that. So they're not only asking you to check your privilege at the bathroom door, but also your fancy toilet paper, right?
Yeah, it's so soft, and I don't know, it just makes me feel perfect. It makes me feel good, and they don't understand that.
Right, so... So how many women in your house, did you say?
Four.
Right. And then you?
Yeah. Me, I'm the only boy.
Yeah.
But they all have boyfriends.
I understood, but they all have boyfriends. We established that, that's fine. And you are Spanish, so.
They have a lot of cleaning products all over the bathroom. They have six different creams for the faces,
yeah.
Six different types of shampoos,
yeah.
And I can't have my toilet paper.
Yeah, but do you pay into the kitty for their face cream and their shampoos?
Yeah, part of the money goes there.
Oh, well, then you deserve. I mean, I would have thought that, and again, this is not to culturally appropriate a gender norm, but, because we don't do that in the safe space.
No, we don't.
But you would think, wouldn't you, being women who have to use toilet paper at both times to the toilet, because, you know, I'm surprised they want something rough on their fufu. I would have thought your luxury toilet paper would be beneficial to a lady. And again, I'm not making any gender assumptions about what they have down there, because they're perfectly right to have whatever they want down there. Everyone is. And that's the point of the Snowflake safe space. Right? Everyone's got the right to have whatever they want down. But I would have said that luxury toilet paper would have benefited those other people in your house. Isn't that right?
Yeah, of course. And they don't understand because they never tried it. And I tell them, once you try it, you will never want to go to the previous one. And they just don't want.
So what sort of toilet paper is in your house at the moment, given that, that you're not allowed to buy what you want? What is it? What sort is it?
I don't know the brand, but you basically buy 9 of them for just £1.
Oh.
So you can imagine how bad the quality is.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to... I mean,
yeah,
honestly,
that doesn't sound
but surely
good.
They all. I mean, and again, it's their right not to go to for a number two if they don't want to. In this day and age, of course, not everyone has to have a poo if they don't want one. But presuming that they do, right? Well, they're going to benefit from the soft, aren't they? The soft paper as well.
Yeah.
It's not like it's just for you. It's not. You know, they can keep some too, can't they? They can have it.
Yeah, of course. At first, I was thinking that it would be so cool and I could have it, but then I thought that it would be good for everyone, you know, to have a better time while going to the bathroom. Mm.
Do you like the quilted or the moistened?
No, more than quite. It is because the one we have right now, it feels like I'm cleaning myself with the ones that I use to write my essays.
Right. Right, which is overly critical. The difference in price, I suppose, is a lot of money. I mean, what would it mean if they... Again, I don't want to paper shame any particular toilet paper here. But what would it mean, you know, you've got to think of it. It's a snowflake thing. You've got to think about the fact that if you went out and bought luxury toilet paper, it could mean an end to rough toilet paper that is probably made by, I don't know, orphans or something, right? And then they'll all die.
No, I mean, it is not that hard. I think that if we buy it, everyone will be happier. Mm. Like, everyone will be even nicer in the morning. Like, after you get a coffee and you seem nicer, well, the same when you use this toilet paper, everyone will be nicer now.
I think you make a very valid point. And it's, you know, being a millennial, it's a nice world you want to live in with no one being shamed for their choice of paper or what they've got downstairs or anything. Look, I think that's perfectly reasonable for you to use luxury toilet paper as your trigger word. Thank you for being in our Snowflake Safe Space. I hope we've kind of, you know, talked the issue through with you, because that's important, isn't it? Talking the issues through.
Thank you to you for listening. You're finally someone who does.
Thank you. There you go. Exactly that. That is exactly what we are here for. If you are a millennial and you're oversensitive about something that's not worth getting worked up about in the slightest, just like there, then please do get in touch with us. Come into our Snowflake Safe Space. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Just moan about whatever you like. 87222. I just did that.
Start your message with... I have to say it again, because if people have just tuned in at that point, then they might not start your message with the word talk, and well, that text will go to somewhere awful.
Okay. Where? Like Centre Park or something.
You've really been going for Centre Parks recently.
It's Butlins with a lid. Right, so Twitter, at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Hashtag Snowflake Safe Space. All right, then. In the next bit of the programme, we will meet a child, because we are going to get that child to discuss the news and then play a tune on a toy xylophone. And it is this week's edition of Toddler Pops. After that, Josh will be here. Overly enthusiastic about everything Josh. Today reviewing new music. It's probably show tunes. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Taking care of business on Talk Radio with Exporting is great. If you're a small or medium-sized business owner, you can't afford to miss Talk Radio's expert guide to exporting. From market research to resource management, logistics to local lingo, get essential advice on expanding your product or services overseas. Taking care of business on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Take the next step towards exporting. Visit great.gov.uk. The demand is out there. You should be too.
Introducing Domino's new walk-in wins. Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with click and collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new walk-in wins. So just strut in, save time and bog off. Participating stores subject to availability. See dominoes.co.uk.
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuelle received over £2,400 on her Barclaycard.
I had already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so I wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher. Needless to say, I was pleasantly surprised with the outcome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
When you're building a great business, only one thing really matters. People. And for the best people, you need the job site used by more UK candidates than any other. Find your people today at Indeed.com. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
At TradePoint, we've got over 290 stores nationwide, open early till late, 7 days a week. So you'll never be too far from everything you need to get the job done.
Good news. I'm getting a pay rise.
I'm getting a pay rise too.
So am I.
That's because from the 1st of April, the national minimum wage
and the national living wage
will be going up.
What's more, it's your legal right to receive it.
Find out if you're due a pay rise too.
Check your pay at gov.uk/checkyourpay.
The national minimum wage
and the national living wage.
It's a step up in pay.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, the M5 at the moment, northbound through Devon, reports of debris on the road between junction 29 and junction 28, so do approach that with care. You'll also find the M6 through Staffordshire. We had a bit of traffic from 10A down to junction 10. That has now eased off. The M40 through Warwickshire, southbound from 16 down to 15 at Longbridge Island. Still have one lane closed off. That's due to a broken down vehicle. And in Suffolk, heavy on the A12 Belvedere Road at Mill Road with congestion back to Tennyson Road.
Your business is growing. Fantastic. But you need to hire fast. Enter Indeed.com. Already used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. And with more people in the UK using Indeed than any other job site, you'll find more great candidates and sooner on Indeed. Find your next hire on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. World's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Lee.
Unmissable late-night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. Yes, I am John Holmes. On the way then, well, of course, Josh will be here. He is a work experience, one of our work experiences. We get them in, drag them away from the dull drudgery of photocopying the tea and put them instead in real-world scenarios that gives them proper work experience, i.e. in front of a microphone, because they want to work in broadcasting, and get them to review stuff. We tell them it's a leg up into the industry. That is a lie. What it is our way of filling some airtime for free. That's how we do it. Anyway, I can tell you this. There's a child.
Mm.
And the child is armed with a hammer.
Oh, dear.
But it's all right, because it's a tiny little hammer for use on a toy xylophone. Because it's time for this week's edition of Toddler Pops.
This is Toddler Pops!
So, here's how this is gonna work. You're going to need your human ears, for you're invited to identify and tune, as played on the toy xylophone by a child. And then you can get your answers to us on the following number, 8722.
Start your message with the word
That's
talk.
All radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any your guess.
Guess of it. You could use a hashtag.
Oh, yeah, hashtag toddler pop.
And if you get it correct, You may well be sent by email the now exclusive and much sought after I Guess the Tune on Toddler Pops on Talk Radio in the Afternoon's certificate. And earn yourself a place in our online photo album gallery of Toddler Pops champions. Except that last thing isn't even a thing, because no one's been asked to do it. But the first thing is a certificate, and you will get one if you are the person chosen at random. And you guess correctly. And who wouldn't want an I Guessed the Toddler Pops thing in the afternoon certificate? Hmm? It arrives gift-wrapped in an email. and exclusively you get to print it off yourself and write your name on it with a pen of your choice.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah?
We do request it's a marker pen.
Yeah. And that's what you could get. If only you guessed the tune correctly. So, obviously, before that, though, I spoke to Maisie. That's who it is. We had a brief discussion about the news before she played a song on her toy xylophone. I spoke to her then and, I asked her how she was and that.
Well, it was a bit grim last week, wasn't it?
Well, I guess it was, yeah. I mean, it makes you wonder what kind of world you're growing up in, doesn't it?
Can't let it stop you living life, though. These radicalised idiots need something better and more rewarding to occupy themselves. Maybe get a life.
You're absolutely right, Maisie. The problem, you see, is like a seductive and secretive mechanism that preys on children that maybe feel something's missing from their lives.
It's because it offers a plausible ideology. More work needs to be done to fill those psychological gaps. I mean, take me for example. I do ballet, swimming, gymnastics, gardening and art club. And am I an ISIS? No, I am not.
Right, possibly oversimplifying that. Shall we play a tune?
Damn right, John, because otherwise the terrorists have won.
Thank you, Maisie.
Shut up, John.
This is Toddler Pops.
Okay, then. The question is, though, what was the song? Now, as I say, you can get your guesses into us. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Use the hashtag Toddler Pops. And you could well get a certificate gift-wrapped to you in the form of an email. Print it off yourself, write your own name on it. Yeah, that's exclusive. It's like the Steve Wright in the Afternoon, I chose the oldies on Steve Wright in the Afternoon badge, except that probably cost them some money, whereas this costs us absolutely nothing. Because we don't have a budget. Right, let's just hear the song again, I think, just to remind ourselves of it, give you another chance if you're still thinking about it. The lines are open now for you to identify that tune. We'll give you the answer after the news at 2:30, as per usual. But you can get in touch 87222.
Start your message with the word.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Hashtag ToddlerBops. Still to come on the programme then. Josh will be here after the news as well. He's the most overly enthusiastic work experience you could ever meet. Nothing brings Josh down. And he'll be reviewing new music for us today. There's a Kickstarter project kicked right up the arse as well. Somebody with a hope and a dream and an idea. Given airspace on the radio to talk about their Kickstarter project, we'll be doing that. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. All your reactions. The news in haiku. And a hot guest action today, as it's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. Kerry Howard. She's the comedian Kerry Howard. She'll be joining us to flog something or other. She's also Russell Howard's sister. And Russell Howard doesn't talk to us anymore since I made Cornelius run down the street after him when he didn't really want to be interviewed by us. Came into TalkSport, our sister station, was happy to be interviewed by them, didn't really have any time for us, had to get in a taxi to go to Radio 2, so much more important, and I made you run outside and interview him as he was trying to get into a taxi, and that angered his PR, and so they don't really talk to us anymore, that's fair to say, isn't it? And then you bothered him at a party, am I right?
Yeah, we'll say this later, but I bothered him so much, because I was really quite drunk by this point, that he fobbed me off on someone, which is fair enough, after a good 10 minutes or so. But the person that was his own mother.
His own mother. So we're keeping it real with other members of the Howard family this afternoon. Kerry will be in.
I've almost met them all now.
I have, yeah. We'll find out how that all goes. Maybe they've been talking about it at dinner or something. Maybe that drunk bloke with the weird eyes who just flushed some memory. Just turned up. Anyway, all the way before 4 o'clock, of course. 2:30 now, Talk Radio in the afternoons. Victoria has the latest news headlines.
Talk Radio.
The wife of a Royal Marine who killed an injured Taliban fighter in Afghanistan has spoken of her joy at the prospect of him being released. Sergeant Alexander Blackman could be out of prison within weeks after judges reduced his sentence. He's been given 7 years for manslaughter, but he's already served half of that after being originally convicted of murder. Claire Blackman spoke outside court.
We are overjoyed at the judge's decision to significantly reduce our sentence, such that he can be released imminently. This is the moment we have all been fighting hard for. It's hard to believe that this day is finally here.
The NHS is planning to scrap some prescriptions to save £128 million a year. GPs in England may be banned from prescribing things like gluten-free foods and vitamin supplements. The Prime Minister has played down the Daily Mail Lexit front page. Theresa May says she doesn't mind if people have a bit of fun about how she was dressed. The paper told people to get a life after it was dubbed sexist. One of the country's biggest property tycoons is denying he's racist, despite battling Asian people because he said they left his home smelling of curry. Fergus Wilson says it's an economic decision because he's had to spend money cleaning carpets. And Professor Brian Cox has landed a part in children's TV show Postman Pat. The physicist will play space expert Professor Farrow in tomorrow's episode. The weather shall...
Spexpert.
Sorry?
Spexpert.
That doesn't make sense, because it kind of... it's, to me, that makes me think of spectacles.
Space expert, spexpert.
What's a spectacle expert called?
Spectaspert.
No. 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 The weather, showers in the west this afternoon, but brightening up in the south and east. Feeling warm in any sunshine with highs of 17 degrees. And there's more in half an hour because you were on time, John. Well done.
Thank you. In an hour, there's more as well, isn't there? Because today, bonus news.
Yeah.
Now, the reason we bring you bonus news at 3:30 in the day is because Victoria's bulletins, now to look at them, you'd think they were the same size as they used to be. But they're not, are they? They're smaller.
Correct.
Yeah. 2 minutes, to be precise. Not 3 minutes. However, it's all right because she makes the time up with Victoria's bonus news, which happens at 3:30. Animal news, vegetable news and mineral news on consecutive days. Today, it's vegetable news.
Yeah.
Yes. It's like, it's very much like a Kit Kat, isn't it? You're talking about the Kit Kat being altered.
No. I knew you'd bring up Kit Kats. The Kit Kats are the same size and cost. They've always been. They're just changing how they're made up.
Yeah, but you've got fewer sugar.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, so but if you bought a Kit Kat for the sugar, right, then it's got fewer sugar, but they do cost the same now, don't they?
Yeah.
And that's like your news,
isn't it? But you got it? More milk and more cocoa in there instead.
Is there more milk in your bulletins?
There's no milk in my bulletins.
Okay, unless there's a milk story.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the news about the Kit Kat is that the Kit Kat has changed, like your bulletins, but they cost the same, like you do.
Yeah.
You get paid the same. So very much, it's like the Kit Kat equivalent of new. How many fingers are in your news?
I'm not talking about fingers.
Kit Kats. Two or four. If given the choice.
Let's go four.
I prefer four as well.
I often buy two Twixes for that reason.
Bizarre.
Anyway, that's on the way in an hour's time, isn't it, Victoria?
I'm loath to say yes.
Yeah. Vegetable news on the way on Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, indeed. It's the afternoon. It's Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And look, it's Josh, overly enthusiastic. Josh is here.
Am I?
Yes.
Am I
overly enthusiastic? You love everything, Josh.
Do I?
We love you for that.
Oh, I didn't think you loved me. Thanks, guys.
Of course you do, Josh. You turn up, don't you, all happy in the face. Whatever's happening in the world, you turn up and you're as happy as you like.
If you say so.
Yeah, we do say so. It's work experience punditry. So we'll talk to Josh then, but we'll also bring you the answer to Toddler Pops as well, of course, in a moment. But Josh, speaking of music, as indeed we heard on the toy xylophone, tease us, if you would, as to where we're going musically today. Now, when you come in and now, when you were in on Friday, it was a Disney special of films, of course.
Yes.
Today, are we focusing in a special way?
Not particularly special, but there is a kind of a sort of running theme with all my music.
Is there?
It's kind of producers and artists kind of gearing up for the summer. Sun is out, the sun is shining, it is sunglasses weather, and you can tell it by the new music that is being released.
Right, do you love the sunshine, Josh?
Yes, of course I do. Who doesn't love the sunshine?
There he is. He loves everything. It's Josh. He loves everything.
I mean, don't like the rain.
I mean, it's pointless having him to do reviews because he loves everything. But we like him, so that's why he's here.
Not so much with one of the songs that I'm actually doing. And you'll hear why in a bit.
Exciting. But it's work experience punditry on the radio. It's where we get the work experience out of the office, of course. Drag them away. They don't learn anything photocopying stuff for Julia Hartley Brewer, do they? No. They'd much rather be in front of the microphone, where a leg up into the industry is assured. That's what we tell them, of course. The truth of the matter is, it's simply because we don't have to pay them. So, look, we'll take traffic and travel and all that stuff, and then Josh will be here. We'll bring you Toddler Pops as well. After these messages in the afternoon, I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
When you're building a great business, only one thing really matters. People. And for the best people, you need the job site used by more UK candidates than any other. Find your people today at Indeed.com. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
Can you take that ball outside before you break something, please?
Ah, families. At least Tesco Mobile gives you something to smile about. With our family perks, you can choose from a range of monthly rewards to suit everyone, such as money off your bill, extra data or club card points for you and each family member you add. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile.
Two or more subscriptions up to a limit of 5 on same account. Perk given once a month and varies with spend. UK data only. Club card points received in month after earned. Exclusions, T's and C's apply. Visit tescomobile.com/terms.
Will City nick it at the death? Will the big man bag another brace? Will the midfield maestro get a straight red?
For kicking a ball boy?
What are the odds of that? If you reckon you know where a game's heading, bet in play at 10bet.co.uk. You'll get a first deposit bonus of up to £200. And with hundreds of in-play betting markets, when it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. 5 rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please bet responsibly.
TradePoint, we've got over 290 stores nationwide, open early till late, 7 days a week. So you'll never be too far from everything you need to get the job done.
At Jet2 Holidays, there's a lot to look forward to. We can take you to 58 amazing destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira and the Greek islands. Maybe that's why 6 million people have already trusted us with their holidays. And new from this summer, you can go direct from London Stansted and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Atoll protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, due to recovery taking place on the exit slip road on the M6 southbound at junction 16 for Stoke-on-Trent, we've got one lane closed off and that is causing some delays on approach. You'll find in Kent the M20 coastbound, we've got a temporary road closure between junction 10 and junction 11. It's all due to some emergency repair work taking place. The M5 southbound as well at Trencham services between junction 7 and 8. Do bear in mind there is no petrol at the station right now.
Writing job descriptions, managing candidates, setting up interviews, hiring's hard. But Indeed.com makes it easy. Post your job, organise candidates, schedule interviews. All on the UK's number one job site. And with more people in the UK using Indeed than any other job site, easy works. Find your next hire at Indeed.com today. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
Jerry. You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer radio show right here only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer radio show this Saturday from midnight only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Okay, then, we'll talk to Josh in a moment about the week's new music releases, but there's the small matter of an answer to the question.
This is Toilet Pot!
So you've had your time to figure it out and your time to think. A lot of answers coming in, of course. As to the tune, 7-year-old Maisie was playing on a toy xylophone. Let's have a quick recap of what happened 10 minutes ago.
Well, it was a bit grim last week, wasn't it?
Well, I guess it was, yeah. I mean, it makes you wonder, what kind of world you're growing up in, doesn't it?
Can't let it stop you living life, though. These radicalised idiots need something better and more rewarding to occupy themselves. Maybe get a life.
Should we play a tune?
Damn right, John, because otherwise the terrorists have won.
Thank you, baby.
Shut up, John.
There we go. What was the tune? That was what you were trying to figure out. Lots of guesses came in that were correct. There were a couple of wrong ones as well, but congratulations go to...
Congratulations to Kirk, Stephen Adams, Simon Aspinall, Holly, Emily in Luton, Helen, Gary, Ray and June.
Thank you very much indeed. Let's find out what she was playing. Congratulations to everybody who got that right. It was quite an easy one, I thought, this week, but there we go. There is, of course, the business, though, of who is chosen to get the magical certificate. Now, what happens here is we choose someone at random from everybody who got it right. What you do is receive an exclusive Toddler Pops I Guessed the Answer Right in the Afternoons on the Radio certificate. It's gift-wrapped in the form of... It arrives in an email. wrap it, open it, and inside will be a certificate, a glorious handmade on a computer by Cornelius certificate, which you can just simply print off yourself and write your own name on. How exciting. Who's got it today? Who's got the certificate?
Congratulations to Gary McColl on Twitter.
Gary's got a certificate. Gary's got a certificate.
What lovely music, John.
Yes. What, this?
No, your song that you just sung.
Oh, were you doing me a little link?
I was teeing up a link for you into our music review.
Oh, I'll do it again, hang on. Gary's got a certificate, Gary's got a certificate.
Oh, John, what a great song you just sung.
Thank you, and it leads me nicely to today's Work Experience Punditry, which is, of course, the reviewing of new music, because Josh is here, overly excited, he's like a puppy. Josh is here.
Bichon Frise. I like Bichon Frises. They're nice puppies.
All right. If you
You've messed
so.
On the floor, Josh.
Yeah. Pick that up in a bag. Now, what you have done is made...
Nasty.
...is made the mess of music, haven't you? And so he reviewed films on Friday. He was so excited about Disney that we've got him back to be excited about tunes that are out this week. It's the music review. Josh, what have you got?
I've got a house track, first and foremost. David Guetta is back, featuring Nicki Minaj and Lil Wayne in a track called Light My Body Up. Take a look at this. Listen.
Right now. Is that about a visit to Dignitas?
It's a groovy tune. I think it's a dance hit.
No, but is it, what's it about? It seemed to be somebody begging for death.
I don't think it is. I think it...
Will you put me down?
Is it
a puppy?
Not so much a puppy, John. How can I explain this
in words?
Then
it talks about lighting her up. Is it like a cremation? Will you put me down and light me up? It sounds
I think it's about something else that, you know, adults might do consensually in a bed at night, maybe.
Sleep. It's about sleep.
Maybe it's the thing that you do when you make children. Maybe it's about that.
Oh, is it?
Any guesses? Yeah, no, it's basically... It's a new dance track, house music. Another Guetta dance classic. It's very, very mainstream. If you listen to it, it's got tones of hip hop. But again, as I said before, the running theme throughout all of these tracks is getting ready for the summer. And David Guetta is doing it again, pumping music, pumping out those tunes / not really tunes, but hip hop beats. But it's great.
Is it?
I like it.
Do you?
I do. As always. But I must say, I like it. I don't love it.
Oh.
But I do like it.
I know you like
it. I think music's different than films, because with films, I even watch them straight away and I like them and I love them. Or I watch them and I'm like, not really a fan. Music has to grow on me.
Does it?
It does. And because this is new, it hasn't really had the time to grow.
Are you a fan of the hippity hop, generally speaking?
I do like a bit of Beyonce. I'm more old school R&B, you know, Destiny's Child, Kelly Rowland.
Of course you are.
That's more my kind of style. I am mainstream pop rather than house like David Guetta.
Yes.
But if a tune is playing in a club, I'm not going to say no.
You down the clubs, are you, often?
Potentially.
It depends.
It depends on the night. Depends how I'm feeling, obviously. Mm. I do like a little bit of a tipple.
Do you?
I do like a bit of a tipple. Mm. But, this track is getting ready for the summer, and it's going to be, I reckon, a big hit in the clubs.
I don't know about you, but it really reminds me of... every other pop song that's been released.
I mean, it reminds me...
Sort of past 5 years.
It has got an element of that.
Yeah,
you can just hear it.
Sort of sounds indistinguishable from every other song that I don't like by in the chart.
Especially when you have somebody like Nicki Minaj and Lil Wayne doing vocals. Yeah, I can see that. And especially another David Guetta house song. I can see that.
I couldn't name you one David Guetta. In the ghetto.
Now, how does that not surprise me? I mean, I can understand, kind of get Actually, no, I don't get you not seeing Mary Poppins, but I can get why you couldn't be able to name a David Guetta song.
I can't. I don't get a Guetta.
I met David Guetta once.
Did you, Con?
That was weird. He had a very nice jacket on, though. Leather jacket, which had a sequined lion covering the whole back of it. A sequined lion.
Well, you know what these celebs are like? They like their sequins, very they cool. like their lions.
When did you meet David Guetta?
I can't remember, but I remember seeing it. I think it was just at work at a radio station.
Right.
And he just walked through. And I just gone, and someone had to tell me, that's David Guetta. And it was a day, it was a charity day at a station, and lots of celebrities have been coming in, but it was like the ones who you expect, like Ray Winston and just presenters from various things.
Yeah, he's got a sequined fist on the back of his
chest. Yeah, it does, yeah. But then David Guetta came in.
Is it Guetta or Guetta?
I mean, so many people say Guetta, but it is spelt as Guetta. Well, maybe not in a Spanish accent, but it's spelled as G-U-E.
It is said better in a Spanish accent.
Yeah, David Guetta.
Yeah, Marta, you're Spanish. Can you say Guetta for us?
Guetta.
Thanks.
It does sound cool. It does sound cool.
Good. All right, that's David
Guetta.
So, what musical treat do we get next?
We get Iggy Azalea Mo Bounce, released on the 24th of March.
I don't know any of the words you just said.
Don't worry, play the track and I'll give my review after.
I mean, that's crap.
I'm gonna be honest here. I don't like it at all.
I like this at all.
It's catchy, yes. It's repetitive, yes. It's part of her new album, which I am excited for. But it's one of those songs that just gets on your nerve, and it's just bounce, bounce, bounce.
It's a video
over again.
Is it her just on a space hopper in the video, just going up and down?
I actually haven't seen the video yet, but I would not be surprised.
It's just not very good, is it?
I liked it.
Does it do any more than that?
It is. Okay. If you've got children out there, I will warn you: the explicit version has more lyrics that can't be played this time on the radio.
Oh, okay, that's why we just played the bounce bit.
We just played the.
That was the only word.
Makes you wonder what's bouncing, doesn't
we
it?
We played the radio edit of it.
Wow. Bounce.
Bounce. There are other words in it that aren't so great.
Someone's tweeted saying, my DAB radio is now skipping. Thank you, Shuffle. That was the song there.
Yeah.
It wasn't just skipping.
And then he's also written, to be fair, even the Selco jingle from the advert's better than that. Fair enough.
But I must say, it is true, because you listen to it and it just feels like they're saying the same word over and over and over and over again. I don't like it at all.
It's
annoying.
It's not even an original word. Calvin Harris had a song called Bounce when I was at uni, which was just as frustrating because it just goes bounce and then some music and then bounce.
Yeah, this says, to be fair to Iggy, this says the word more, you know, IGGY. She says bounce more than Calvin does, I think.
I tell you what, Iggy Pop's really changed direction since I remember him.
Iggy Azalea, John, not Iggy Pop.
Oh.
Is he? Iggy Azalea.
IGGY.
What?
It's what she says in her song. She does a lot of ah-gee-gee-wah in some of her songs.
She does.
Ah-gee-gee-wah.
Yeah. Who that? Ah-gee-gee-wah.
Well, David.
Who that? Ah-gee-gee-wah.
David Guetta should do that, because we know how to spell his name as well. G-U-E-T-T-A.
I think he's more focused on Nicki. He's done collabs with Nicki before.
Hey, Marta. Collabs.
Collabs. Collaborations.
Stop speaking. Marta.
Marta.
Could you say bounce in Spanish for us?
Oh. I don't think I know the word for that in Spanish.
Just say it in a Spanish accent.
Oh, bounce.
Thank you.
That is the problem where you hire actors to play Spanish people.
Yeah, they don't know all the
words.
Just
to give the show a bit of...
diversity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was... Iggy Pop, Iggy
Azalea.
Yep, and Bounce.
And
bounce.
Mo Bounce, it's actually
Mo Bounce?
It's called Mo Bounce.
Who's Mo?
Isn't that the celebration he does when he wins the race?
I think Mo stands for the rather... It stands for the word that I shouldn't really say on air.
Oh.
Yeah. I love it. You both go, oh, at the exact same time.
Well, it does. I thought the word that you can't say on air is mofo, isn't it? Whereas Mo is just mother.
There are mother something bounce that I'm not going to say.
Okay, kids, if you are listening, don't bounce your mother.
Oh, my God.
In any way at all.
Right, should we move on?
Yeah,
final space song. Hoppers, trampolines. It's dangerous. Wear a helmet.
Right, and we're moving on from space hoppers, trampolines and IGGY to former One Direction star Zayn Malik, who is back with a new hit up his sleeve. Take a listen.
Well, that's dreadful as well, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that was bad.
I mean, it's very chilled. If I was back being a student, I could imagine it playing in the background of my pre-drinks before we go out to the clubs. It's a very kind of Ibiza when you're on the beach, kind of, and you're just chilling, sipping a couple of cocktails. It's a very chilled song.
No, I'd put it in the bin.
Well, John, I think by this show, I'm drawing to the conclusion that you and I have very different tastes in pop culture in general. Yeah, I think there's just a little hunch inside that just makes me think. Just a little hunch, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I've never really got that, but fair play.
Yeah
well, Con and I seem to agree a lot more on this sort of thing.
Right.
Occasionally.
So, Zayn Malik is the one that used to be in
One Direction.
And
he was the one that left before they split up. Does that ring a bell?
They're on hiatus at the moment, aren't they? They haven't split up.
They've split up, let's be honest. Right. They're going on an extended hiatus indefinitely. Oh, there's no talk about when they're coming back yet.
I've been living life in denial, haven't I?
Yes, you have, Con, and I'm so sorry to break it to you.
I don't care about them.
To be fair, though, Harry Styles has teased a new single, I think. Has teased his own solo work.
How do you tease a single?
By talking in interviews, going,
how do you
yeah,
tease
I might.
A single?
By talking in interviews.
Go on Tinder and swipe left.
Yeah.
Does that work?
Sort of.
I don't really understand that because I've never looked at it, but I thought it might.
Anyway.
So, finally. We've got more in common than you think there, John. Finally, Gorillaz. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't play the track.
No, I know. We can't play it because it's unplayable on the radio. Mm-hmm. The little clip we got isn't suitable for the radio, we've decided. Is that right?
I mean...
But they're back, aren't they? Gorillaz are back.
They are back for their fifth studio album.
I quite like Gorillaz.
They're cool. They're cool.
We've not done a documentary about them. It's coming to Talk Radio in the middle of April sometime.
Very funny.
Wild cards. Admittedly, these were Gorillaz in Rwanda up a mountain, but... You know,
that's quite an exclusive gig.
Yeah.
I mean, Noel Gallagher joined.
They do like playing intimate gigs, from what I've heard. Small,
they did
intimate gigs.
Secret gig on Wednesday in London on an old abandoned plant by the river, and Noel Gallagher joined them.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
Do you wish you were there, Con?
I know someone who had a ticket and didn't go. Just didn't go.
Oh.
Just don't go to like one of the most exclusive gigs in the game, and Noel Gallagher turns up as well. Who, just don't go.
Who was it?
Someone from Dance from Virgin Radio.
Oh yeah, all right. So, do you like the Gorillaz?
Ish. I mean, this song, it's quite alternative.
We can't
hear
the song.
Well, I'll describe this. I'll describe Saturn's Barnes. I think it's called. Is that the name of it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's got quite an alternative sound to it. There's a lot of dysfunctionality within the song. Some of the lyrics sound like they're being transmitted over a really, really, really bad radio signal.
Oh, like Talk Radio then?
No, they sound worse. Talk Radio's great.
Wow.
Talk Radio's great. And this song, I didn't like it. Okay. It has to grow on me.
All right, well, we'll all have to hunt that down ourselves. And we're out of time, Josh.
Oh.
But you did like most things, and that's...
I only liked half of them, actually. Which is really bad for me.
Yeah, but we welcome your enthusiasm nonetheless.
Thank you, John.
Bringing light to a dark world, Josh.
Absolutely. I'll see you again in 2 weeks.
Oh, God. All right, Josh there, our work experience pundit for today, reviewing the new music. In the next bit of the programme, cometh the big debate. Cometh Kickstarter. If you've got a Kickstarter and you'd like us to kick it up the arse by inviting you on the radio to talk about it, this is the feature for you. The number, 87...
Start your message with the word...
That's all radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And comedian and actress Kerry Howard will be joining us. Josh is taking a selfie.
Selfie, yeah, just a selfie happening.
Have to do it. See you later, guys.
He isn't. So there's that coming. Kerry Howard, PR exercise dressed up as an interview in the last half an hour of the programme. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
At Jet2.com, we offer you great flight times, a generous 22 kilograms baggage allowance, no credit card fees and prices as low as £42. No wonder we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor, and we're the UK's only airline awarded Rich Recommended Provider. And new from this spring, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes. Charges may apply, subject to availability and normal conditions.
Good news. I'm getting a pay rise.
I'm getting a pay rise too.
So am I.
That's because from the 1st of April, the national minimum wage...
and the national living wage...
will be going up.
What's more, it's your legal right to receive it.
Find out if you're due a pay rise too.
Check your pay at gov.uk/checkyourpay.
The national minimum wage.
And the national living wage.
It's a step up in pay.
At TradePoint, we've got over 290 stores nationwide, open early till late, 7 days a week. So you'll never be too far from everything you need to get the job done.
Did you know that government road tax charges are changing after the 31st of March? So, here are your options. You could A, visit your nearest Ford dealer after the 31st of March and get a great deal on a new Ford. Or B, visit your nearest Ford dealer before the 31st of March, get a great deal and beat the road tax increase. There you go. A or B. No brainer. Visit your nearest Ford dealer and register a new car before the 31st of March and beat the road tax increase. Ford. Go further. For more information on the road tax charges, visit ford.co.uk.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone, from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Just after 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. Welcome. It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes and Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Marina A, home in weeks, Lexit row and Coca-Cola's nasty discovery.
Talk Radio.
Lawyers for a Royal Marine who shot and killed an injured Taliban fighter in Afghanistan say he'll be out of prison within a fortnight. Sergeant Alexander Blackman has already served 3.5 years in jail after originally being convicted of murder. That's now been downgraded to manslaughter with a sentence of 7 years. MP Richard Drax, who's a former soldier, has told Talk Radio it's the right decision.
This is a man who put himself between us and outright evil. He made one mistake. But he put his neck on the line for us. And yes, he's paid a price, but he's paid that price. And now he should go home, where he belongs.
NHS England is considering banning doctors from prescribing things like gluten-free food, travel vaccinations and some painkillers to try and save money. A consultation will start next month into getting rid of 10 items, which cost the service £128 million a year. The Daily Mail has told people who called it sexist to get a life after its front page focused more on Theresa May and Nicola Sturgeon's legs than their politics. Former Equalities Minister Nicky Morgan says the paper has been deliberately provocative and demeaning. Jenny Jones has told Talk Radio something needs to change.
I used to think the solution to sexism like this was getting women into the top jobs. And that seems just not true anymore. We've got a woman running the country. We've got the SNP run by a woman. Somehow there's got to be more education, ensuring more egalitarian access to every area.
Nicola Sturgeon says voters in Scotland should have the right to choose between significant and profound change that Brexit will cause and Scottish independence. The First Minister has reopened a debate at Holyrood over her calls for a second independence referendum. And police are investigating suspected human waste, which was found in empty Coke cans delivered to a bottling plant. Coca-Cola insisted the delivery at its County Antrim plant had no impact on drinks which are already on sale.
Sorry, what?
They found...
poo in a can?
Yep. I'm assuming it's poo. It might not be. It's human... suspected human waste.
Wow.
Not
pleasant. I mean, they do keep trying to change the flavour of it, don't they?
Yeah.
I suppose, you know. But it'll probably in marketing tests, it'll probably come back that people don't like that.
I don't think it's a good idea, to be honest.
What were they called? I mean, they've got what they got. They've got Coke, Coke Light, Coke Life.
Yes.
Diet Coke Zero.
Coke.
Cherry Cola.
Cherry Cola, yeah.
Cherry Coke. What would they call this one?
Coke Poo.
Poo Coke. Pook. I don't know. Text in, what's your name for the brand new release of Coca-Cola that was found with human excrement in it?
Oh.
87 872. What are you going to call it? It's got to have an A. It's not Diet Coke, is it? Well, it's probably poor Diet Coke. Depending on the... Coke stool? I don't know.
Poopsie.
Poopsie Max.
This is a really distasteful conversation.
Wait, I'll write down another one, but I can't
say Coke Poopsie. That's good. No, you don't, you can't say that, right? Let us know what you think. Give a name. Put name to the Coke that was found with excrement in it.
If anyone can guess what I've written down on the table, it will get a like from Talk Radio.
87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Victoria's got the weather now.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Showers in the west this afternoon, brightening up in the south and east. Feeling warm in any sunshine with highs of 17 degrees.
There's more in half an hour, and it will contain vegetable news.
Yes.
Because today, it's vegetable news. Bonus news. Animal, vegetable, mineral. Today's the turn of vegetable news with you in around half an hour's time with Victoria. Would you like to tease us with the vegetable you were covering?
Yeah, broccoli.
Great.
Asparagus.
Oh.
And loads of veg.
Great news.
I don't like broccoli or asparagus.
I've had both of them today.
Is that the news?
No.
It's not a scoop, is it?
That's just an added speaking bit of information.
Speaking of scoops, 87222 for the Coke poo. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded... Someone's just saying Dr. Pooper. Save our souls on Twitter. Very good. Keep those coming. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport today. His pre-recorded sport is live from the Daily Mail offices, where Theresa May has gone to give a speech and he's been heckled by the Daily Mail staff.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. The Republic of Ireland are back in international action this evening, minus their captain, Seamus Coleman. Scottish defenders had seven surgery on a double leg break sustained in their World Cup qualifying draw with Wales. Ireland host Iceland in a friendly in Dublin. And manager Martin O'Neill said Coleman's still coming to terms with what's happened to him.
He's done as he would be. He's the realisation of being able to participate some considerable
Elsewhere, Chelsea's Diego Costa will have a late fitness test ahead of Spain's friendly in France, while managerless Holland are at home to Italy. Finally, world number one Andy Murray's out of Great Britain's Davis Cup quarter-final against France with an elbow injury. He'll miss the clash in Normandy next month. It's after the Wimbledon champion withdrew from the Miami Open with the same problem. Dan Evans, Kyle Edmund, Jamie Murray and Dom Inglot will make up the team in his absence. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
There it is. That's...
Stairway to Heaven.
bit weird. Theresa May at sport there from the Daily Mail offices, where Theresa May went to give a speech. Couldn't hear a word of it. Just been heckled there by the Mail staff of the Daily Mail. You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. This is your life. This is your life. It's spending 1 minute at a time.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Well, a lot of suggestions coming in for what we should call Coca-Cola. Now, some has been found with excrement in it. It's going to need a name, of course. We've Coke Light is a thing. Coke Life, rather. Coke Zero, of course. We've got Diet Coke, Cherry Coke, that kind of thing. What are we going to call the new Coke? 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
So, yeah, Save Our Souls came in, first of all, with Dr. Pooper. Cornelius, what else has been coming in?
The French Tickler and Heady on Twitter have both suggested Caca-Cola.
Caca-Cola.
Very
good.
Very good. No one's guessed the one that I've written down on this piece of paper,
no,
which is unbroadcastable.
Yep.
If anyone gets it and tweets it at Talk Radio, they will get a like from Talk Radio.
Yeah. Iron Poo has just come in from Gary.
Dave has just sent Dandelion and Turdock.
Dandelion and Turdock, it's good! Anyway, keep those coming in. Poo has been found in some Coca-Cola. It's going to need a name. It's obviously them testing a new flavour. They do that a lot. I don't think it's going to go well in marketing. I don't know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk. Start your message with any word you like.
Talk Radio.
It's time for the big debate. So, after yesterday's call for WhatsApp to allow backdoor access to the security services in a bid to prevent terrorism, today, of course, all over the news, this new terrorist dating app. It's called Terror. Terror at three R's. Where, and I quote, like-minded religious fundamentalists can meet for hookups, love, and the forming of radicalisation cells. Terror has been condemned by politicians who say that given that they preach hate, it's unethical of the makers of the Terror app to help terrorists find love, which is, of course, the opposite of hate. Both Theresa May and Nicola Sturgeon have spoken out about this app, but unfortunately no one was listening because, if the Daily Mail is to be believed, everyone was too busy looking at their legs. Legs, it seems, are a problem because it turns out they get in the way of the important business of politics. Questions are being asked today. For instance, if we get rid of legs completely and no one had them, would perhaps the newspapers be able to concentrate more on the issues like Brexit and terrorism and Scottish devolution and the cleavages of women in Parliament? Well, on the line, listening to that argument from both sides, is Nick, who's called Talk Radio, using a telephone. Good afternoon, Nick. Welcome to Talk Radio.
Hi, John. Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
Hi there, Nick. Well, it's good to have you on. Now, listen, you've seen the news today. Of course, it's all about legs, isn't it? And you think if we get rid of them completely, then the problem, such as the one on the front of the Daily Mail, goes away.
No, quite the opposite. I absolutely love legs. I love what the Daily Mail did when they had their picture of the women with the legs, and they had a headline with legs in as well, didn't they? And
yeah.
I love that. I love cholera.
Yeah.
I love people who put kittens in wheelie bins.
Yes.
Yes, I'm being sarcastic. I hate legs.
You hate legs.
Who doesn't? Nobody.
Yeah.
QED.
Yeah, QED. That stands for what?
Quid.
Okay. Now, let me bring in Monty. Monty's on the other line. Hello, Monty.
Hello.
Thanks for calling Talk Radio. Now, you have heard Nick there. Nick, he's being very sarcastic, of course. He doesn't like legs at all. And today only highlights that, doesn't it? Because if we got rid of legs, Monty, no issue on the front pages of the Daily Mail today. Why do we need legs?
No, I think it's ridiculous. I mean, you have to have legs. Legs are, you know, if I didn't have legs, the fabric of my trousers would be frayed, and gone with that would be the fabric of society. We need legs.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure that... Look, let's look at it like this, right? If you get rid of legs, Nick, I'll throw this to you, actually. If you get rid of legs, what-o?
What?
What-o?
What-o?
Is it armo? Bomo?
I don't understand. Is this about legs still?
Lego.
Oh, right.
You get rid of legs, what? Oh, you've got. See, once again. Once again, you're one of these people, you phone the radio station with your. I don't like this, don't like that. But you don't have solutions, do you? You can't. If you get rid of legs, you have to call it something else, oh.
Here's a more abstract, hypothetical conundrum for you. Get rid of legs,
yeah.
Which is my idea, which is a good idea. What's the little plastic Danish toy that you tread on? Oh, no, it doesn't matter, because you haven't trod on it, because you've just sort of rolled over it with your sort of bottom, you know, cylindrical shape thing that the legs end on.
Yeah.
You haven't caused yourself any pain. You don't need Lego or armour or anything, because you haven't got legs, you haven't hurt yourself.
All right, okay, Monty, come back on that, because I know you want to. You haven't got Lego, you haven't got legs. How are you going to hurt yourself? You're going to tread on Lego?
Well, I mean, your bum is attached to your legs. I mean, if you don't have legs or a bum and you hurt yourself on Lego, your testicular bruising will become a massive conundrum for society.
Well, not for all of society, Lego, because some people don't have testicles, do they? And they're ladies. And that's where this problem... Yes, and that's where this problem started, isn't it? Because of the... I tell you now, if the Daily Mail... Right, if Theresa May and Nicola Sturgeon had testicles, right... And not legs, then what would happen on the front of the Daily Mail? You'd have seen their testicles today.
They'd still have legs. They'd still have legs.
The thought of seeing Theresa May testicles and Angela Merkel's testicles...
It's not Angela Merkel.
What is it?
It's Nicola Sturgeon.
Oh, woman. You know, round up. It's not a pleasant thought. The Victorians had the right idea. They wanted to cover up the legs of piano stools.
That's
and
right.
So on.
That's
you know...
Right.
Make it further. Make it count.
But cover they have legs.
Lace.
The pianos have legs.
Don't cover them up with like pretty lace, erotic lace.
Yeah.
Cover them up the proper. I'm talking about women legs, like Hessian or jute or something like that.
Yeah.
If you get women wearing jute slacks,
yeah.
You're going to see a lot less youth unemployment, a lot less savagery.
Offensive call in, really. I mean, I do apologise to anyone listening on Nick's behalf, but he's got a point of view and he's allowed to express it. But it's a talk radio station. Now, this is interesting, isn't it? The government have said, and we know this to be a fact, don't we? And I'll put this to both of you. Young people today can't afford legs like they used to, all right? It's very difficult to get on the leg ladder, isn't it? If you can even get on it. I mean, if you can get on it, you can't walk up it. That's the point, right? And now we see cases, don't we, that people in their 30s can't even afford to get on that ladder and own their own legs. They have to rent legs.
Do you know who can get on the leg ladder?
Mm.
Are clams. They've got one leg. They're unipeds. We're bipeds. We find it hard. Okay, it's really simple. Horses, four legs, none of them have got any houses.
All right.
Bipeds, two legs, most of them have got houses of some sort.
Yes.
Unipeds, like clams.
Yes.
They've all got... They live in their own shells, their own homes.
Yes.
So there is a direct correlation between the number of legs you have and... the number of houses you have.
That's a very good argument, I think, Monty. Well, do you want to come back on that? Because if we reduce the number of legs, as Nick is suggesting, then that solves the housing crisis, doesn't it?
Oh, I disagree. If you look at the number of people involved in the pole dancing industry who use their legs on a daily basis,
yeah.
Swinging around poles, creating entertainment, exercising, putting themselves through university, and then getting amazing jobs, and then and buying multiple homes. How would they have done that without legs in the first place?
Nick, do you want to come back on that?
Not really.
Okay. Let's move the... Moving on to the history, of course, because, of course, legs first. Talk about Britain. I mean, we're triggering Article 50 tomorrow, of course. But it was Francis Drake, of course, who first brought legs back to Britain in the 1600s when he tobacco, potatoes and legs, presented legs to Queen Victoria. She wore them, popularised them, and now... and everyone went out to get their own legs. We've got to look at the history side of it, haven't we, Nick, though? Because if we don't have a sense of history, we'll have no sense of a future, and that future is a future without legs, is it?
I'll give you history. Legs are in the Bible. You know, you'll remember the dream of Nebuchadnezzar, as recounted in the book of Daniel. You know, the image with the gold head, the breast and arms of silver,
yeah.
The belly and thighs of brass. That's all sounding good so far.
The knob of butter, yeah.
Legs of iron and feet of clay, you know... that's God talking. He first of all, he didn't give us wings, so he couldn't fly. Then when we tried to fly by going through airports,
yeah.
he then gave us legs of iron so that when we went through airport security,
yeah.
it would beep and we wouldn't be able to get on the plane. I mean, that's him telling us to just sort of clip our wings and get rid of our legs.
Yes. I mean, yes and also no. Could you just have a listen to this? This is interesting. Have a listen to this for a moment. No! Well, that's, of course, the band ZZ Top. But in your world, Nick, this would happen. What do you make of that? I mean, that's is that a world you want to live in?
Yeah, for a long time I've not called them ZZ Top, I've called them ZZ Stop. And I imagine so-called Monty there, you know, is in the old Michael Flatley school of, you know, oh, let's get our legs insured for $40 million, you know, and jump up and down, and we'll call that music.
Is that is that the school you're in, Monty, the jump up and down?
I believe when you jump up and down, you call that dancing, not music.
Say that again, Monty?
I believe when you jump up and down, you call that dancing, not music. You make music with musical instruments, not legs.
He's got a point, Nick.
Yeah, he's got, but yeah, he has.
Yeah. And then
Weebles. You tried to push them over.
Yeah.
You couldn't, could you?
Because they don't have legs.
They didn't have legs. I'd throw them out of windows as a child. I'd burn them over fires.
Yeah.
I'd hurt them. They wouldn't fall over.
What do you make of this? This might be part of the same argument you're having, Nick, but Amber Rudd, of course, she's the Home Secretary. Now, she's called to access, backdoor access for people to people's legs to find out where they're going, right? And that's good, isn't it? Because, you know, it's if you know where people's legs are going in the first place, if the security services can have access to people's legs, they will know the direction. And if any crime is going to be committed, that could be stopped before it happened because of the direction those legs are going in. And but there, of course, the manufacturers of legs are saying, no, it breaks the Data Protection Act. You can't have access to people's legs or indeed people via their back door.
I saw a film called Backdoor Access, and that had loads and loads of legs in it. And there was a woman who looked quite a bit like
Amber.
All right,
we're going to leave that there. So thank you very much. That's the debate and all we have time for in it. Monty, could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please?
Slender.
Nick?
Weeble pain.
Thank you. We'll take your reactions on this, of course, because it's an emotive subject, isn't it? Legs all over the news today, but do we need them? Could we just not have legs anymore? Just why do we? We live in post-Brexit Britain. As people have been saying, it's not the 1950s, it's 2017. Why do we need legs when we've got memory foam and slugs? Why? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons, and that is the big debate.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Don't do the every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve.
Hello, it's Alex, and this week I've challenged Talk Sport's Danny Gabardon to spend the night with the Royal Navy Reserves.
I've been handling guns. I wasn't expecting that. So that was quite fun.
So you're the first, Danny, to go over. How are you feeling?
Very nervous, but I'm confident in my team that they'll keep me alive. Trying to get across a couple of platforms and pretending, obviously, you can't touch the ground. The ground is shark-infested waters and got to get from A to B to C using a few tyres, a couple of planks of wood and a long rope. It does get you thinking. And being a footballer, you don't normally think too much. Honestly, you just concentrate on playing, and I'm starting to learn some stuff, not just kicking the ball around the pitch, doing nothing. So it seems quite simple, but it does get the brain thinking. So yeah, it's been good fun.
Don't do the every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve.
Trade Point catalogue is out now with new products like the Stanley Fatmax 18-volt brushless combi drill with two 2-amp-hour lithium-ion batteries, more runtime and more power, all for only £79. Exclusively at Trade Point. Excludes VAT at 20%.
Your business is growing. Fantastic. But you need to hire fast. Enter Indeed.com. Already used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. And with more people in the UK using Indeed than any other job site, you'll find more great candidates and sooner on Indeed. Find your next hire on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. World's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
Relax and embark on a journey from BT to Post Office Home Phone. Free yourself from BT's prices and picture paying just $14.99 a month. Experience calm and keep your number. Breathe in affordable line rental. Breathe out your old provider. Search Post Office Home Phone or visit your local branch for better value line rental. Post Office Home Phone. Sorted. Offer ends 3rd of the 4th, 2017. $14.99 a month for 12 months and $16.99 a month thereafter. No minimum term contract. Full terms at postoffice.co.uk/home phone.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Well, the M1 Northamptonshire, if you're going southbound, we've got one lane closed off and heavy traffic between junction 18 and Watford Gap services. It's all due to a broken down vehicle. Through the West Midlands, the M6 northbound from 6 to junction 7, looking very heavy through the roadworks there. The M6 southbound through Staffordshire, we've got one lane closed off. There's a broken down vehicle between junctions 13 and 12. And the M62 westbound through Cheshire, the exit slip road, got one lane closed off at junction 9 due to a broken down lorry.
The whirlwind that breaks with every dawn. The traffic, the bickers, the uniforms, the tempest, the school run. Yet in these four doors, there's calm within the storm. The rolling thunder of engines unmoving, beeping, screeching, yet never intruding. Our headrested screens and panoramic viewing. Our calm within the storm. A blizzard of backchat, a gale force of hair, six studious cyclones sweep into the chairs and instantly hushed as the school runners glare at our calm within the storm. The all-new Land Rover Discovery with rear seat entertainment screens and device charging across all seven seats for serenity, even in the wildest of storms. Search all-new Discovery, Land Rover, above and beyond.
Some features are optional and at an extra cost. Visit landrover.co.uk for more information.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of your reactions coming in to today's big story, of course. You heard the debate there. Nick, very much against the notion of legs. Legs in the news today, of course, because it turns out Theresa May and Nicola Sturgeon both have them. Four between them. Who would have thought? Nick, yeah, very much thought we should get rid of them. He said we don't need them. We live in post-Brexit Britain. We've got memory foam and slugs. Why do we need legs? And Monty, they're arguing in favour of keeping them. What do you think, though? That's the point. What's been coming in, Cornelius?
John, I am a spider without legs. That's a good proportion of my body gone. How would I get around? That's coming from a spider.
Yeah.
John, ever since the Lexit vote, there's been an increased number of kickings. How do you explain this? Tell me that Lexit wasn't leg motivated.
Yeah, well, a lot of people texting in saying that they did vote for Lexit, of course. Now, this is triggered tomorrow when we're going to leave.
People are saying it's to do with race as well, but obviously it's very difficult to race without legs.
Well, you can do it. John, what about millipedes? Will no one think of the millipedes? He, of course, is the ex-leader of the Labour Party. Ed. John, it's hypocritical, this. Oscar Pistorius is a runner, yet all anyone could talk about when he did running was his legs. Right? That's objectification gone mad. Why one rule for Theresa May and Nicola Sturgeon, who are at the top of their game politically, but Oscar Pistorius was a runner. All anyone talked about was his legs.
Well, one of his legs was an object.
Yeah. Then it said, John, it's hypocritical. Oscar Pistorius is coming from someone. So that first one was from Len, and this one's coming from Henry. John, it's hypocritical. Oscar Pistorius is a girlfriend shooter, yet all anyone could talk about when he did that was his legs. It's objectification gone mad. A lot of people complaining about the objectification of the new £1 coin as well today. It has 12 sides. A lot of papers talking about this coin. There's a coin.
Mm-hmm.
New £1 coin. I don't know if you've seen this. And it's got 12 sides. And all anyone is talking about is its sides. Mm. Right? That's demeaning. I mean, this is a coin that will work hard in your pocket. It's very much at the top of its currency game. It's hard currency.
It's a plus side coin, isn't it? Plus sides.
Yeah, it is. And all they're talking about in the papers is, oh, look, it's 12 sides. Oh, look at them. Oh, right. And that, it's coinist.
Mm.
Okay. And I think it should stop. And I think coins should not have sides. okay? And if they have, let's not make it an issue.
Yeah,
right. It's not right that coins should be objectified in this way. Let us know your thoughts. Anyway, we will take your reactions. Of course, the number is a very simple one. It's 87222.
Start your message with the word talk
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd
like. Right, the next half an hour of the programme. Here's what's going to be coming up. Well, guest action. That's what. Kerry Howard will be joining us, actress, comedian. She will be here. And yes, I'm going to be honest with you. It is a PR exercise. Dressed up as an interview. That is today's one. Kerry Howard with us in the next half an hour. Also, Victoria's bonus news is on the way today. Victoria?
Vegetable news.
Vegetable news, of course. Now, what happens is Victoria's bulletins are shorter than they used to be. She has to make the time up.
Yeah.
Because she gets paid the same. And we do it with bonus news. Animal, vegetable, mineral today is vegetable news. It's on the way on Talk Radio next. But before that, Victoria's here with the news headlines.
Talk Radio.
Lawyers for a Royal Marine who shot and killed an injured Taliban fighter in Afghanistan say he'll be out of prison within 2 weeks. Alexander Blackman's been handed a 7-year sentence for diminished responsibility manslaughter. It's after his conviction, which he's already served 3.5 years for murder, was quashed. Jonathan Goldberg QC has described Mr. Blackman's wife Claire, who campaigned relentlessly, as a lioness.
She has shown that ordinary people can do extraordinary things. She kept the flame alive when the legal system had completely abandoned her husband and thrown him into the trash can.
Travel vaccinations, gluten-free foods and some painkillers could soon no longer be available on prescription on NHS in England. It's part of a major cost-cutting plan which could save £128 million a year. Holyrood is debating whether to have a second referendum on Scottish independence. First Minister Nicola Sturgeon wants MSPs to vote in favour of having another poll. The Daily Mail says its article, which reduced Brexit talks between Theresa May and Nicola Sturgeon to a battle of their legs, was light-hearted. The paper's been accused of sexism. And police in Northern Ireland are investigating cans due to be used at a Coke factory that were found to be contaminated with suspected human waste. Coca-Cola insists none of their drinks on sale have been affected. The weather, rain in the north and west tonight. Dry and mild elsewhere with lows of 7 degrees. Staying wet and windy in the north and west tomorrow. It's going to be dry and brighter in the southeast, though, with some warm spells. Highs of 15. There's more in half an hour.
I'll be honest with you. I've been thinking about this Coca-Cola poo gate.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm just concerned for the logistics.
Why?
Well, so it's been found in the can.
Yes.
Right. But that's quite a small hole.
And no, you know, but this is when you... before the cans are filled. So is the top put on after? I don't know.
Well, it's what I'm saying. So we don't know, do we? Whether or not... I think the tops are put on after. But even if they weren't, it's quite easy to get some Coca-Cola into a can.
Yeah.
And out again. But if one were to... through the hole in the top of a...
But it might have been on an industrial scale. I'm just speculating, it probably wasn't.
Wow.
But, you know...
I mean, who does that on an industrial scale, apart from Moose from TalkSport?
Oh, no one wants to think about that.
No one wants
that.
To go in the toilet after him.
We've had some more guesses in for
we are
what they're calling it.
Calling this Coke... Dr. Pooper's my favourite so far. But yes, Coca-Cola, of course, are going to come up with a new name for their excrement-flavoured Coke. So, go on.
Save Our Souls says Mountain Poo.
Yes.
Simon Aspel says Dire Beer.
Dire Beer, good.
I don't get that one.
Shandy Ass.
No one has still guessed what I wrote down on the piece of paper that we can't say on the radio. I did accidentally like someone's tweet, but then realised that they hadn't got it, but were very close.
Yours is very unbroadcastable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, there it is. Yeah. Panda poops. That would be good if a panda had defecated into a Coke can.
Yeah.
But of course, the news you were saying, Victoria, is it's
human.
It's
not panda.
It is human.
Maybe
it's
suspected,
though,
that.
So it's not 100%
confirmed. It's not
100%
sure, is it? No. I'm just concerned that, for the person who did it, I'm concerned for their ring pull.
Can we do vegetable news?
Yes.
Now?
And now it's time for
vegetable poos.
The bonus news. Because Victoria is here with today's bonus news. It's extra news. It's extra news bonus for you today. It's concentrating on vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
There's a new trend in Japan for cakes made of salad. Mitsuki Moriyasu has created the Veggie Deco Salad as a healthy alternative to classic baked goods. She has 50 different designs. They're really pretty, but there's no word whether they actually taste nice. If you want to take a look at them, they're on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne. That's spelled B-O-U-R-N-E.
Does this work? I mean, you give out your Twitter thing every day at this point. Have you got any new...
Talk Radio have retweeted it, apparently, now, as well.
Yes!
How'd you sort that?
It's working.
Who's giving you the password?
I haven't done it. Mm.
All right, so, yeah, salad cake.
Sometimes I get more followers, but depending on how ridiculous the tweets are, often I get people unfollowing me. But I would like more. So when it was the pug yesterday, which someone's asked me whether or not you look like the dead pug, I lost a couple of followers.
If you're going to tweet a story about a poor dead dog, I'm not surprised. Anyway, let's see what the next story gets you.
In celebrity vegetable news, Justin Bieber has been spotted...
Spotted.
...eating asparagus in Sydney. The pop star's
Who's Sydney?
The place in Australia.
Oh.
Anyway, the pop star's been pictured shoving 5 spears into his mouth in one go.
I'm not even going to comment.
And broccoli is among new emojis being launched. There are 69 new additions. That's the only veggie one. The others are paella, steak, pie, and a coconut, or a giraffe, a vampire, and a woman breastfeeding.
What are you all about?
There's a woman breastfeeding.
New emojis, yeah. So soon you'll be able to text people pictures of broccoli or a woman breastfeeding.
I can already text people that. Just not in emoji form.
Well, now you do.
Often do.
Yeah, I do.
And well, please desist.
Yeah, I do text you, don't I? Most mornings.
I don't want to see you having your breakfast from your mum.
It just gets worse, Cornelius. I mean, you're in your 20s.
There are times Cornelius to take a selfie and there are times to not do it. That's all I'm going to say.
I mean, you should have stopped that at least 20-something years ago.
Shut up.
Anything else, Victoria?
That's it.
Thank God. There it was. It was Victoria's bonus news. Today, vegetable news. Tomorrow, of course, we bring you mineral news at around the same time. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Kerry Howard joining us next in the studio. I'm John Holmes.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hold that thought, Cornelius. Hold that thought right there. Because before we talk to her properly, let's say hello to today's hot guest action. It is Kerry Howard, a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. We are not... The listeners aren't stupid.
Okay.
They know you haven't just popped by because you were passing.
I just swung by. I had a Pret sandwich. I thought, I'll see you guys.
I like the guys in there. I'll just pop in to say hello.
Yeah.
But that's what it is. So we will be talking about whatever it is you're here to plug.
Good.
So that's going to be fine. But overall, this is just the introductory bit.
Okay.
This is like the warm-up before then we have to go
I'm free to chat about other things.
I know you are.
Mm. You know.
And that's good of you because
I'm
some people aren't.
You know.
Yeah. But you know, how are you though, generally speaking, Kerry Howard?
I'm good. Yeah. I'm good. I'm quite, as you can see, I've had a good Christmas.
You have had a good Christmas because someone's put a baby in you.
Yes.
Must have been an excellent Christmas.
This is what I was going to say. Of all the people I'd expect to come in and plug the show Drunk History. Yeah. Pregnant woman was the last thing I was expecting.
Interestingly, that might have been the night I conceived the baby.
Oh, wow. So
I
really?
Might have gone home and, you know.
This could be the world's first television inspired baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. More on this coming up. More on this revelation. I think you've made history.
We're going to go too
history.
Much more into
well,
that, are we?
Well,
no. It is the afternoon.
We've got to fill 20 minutes. I mean, it depends. Anyway, so stay with us, Kerry, because that's what we're going to do next. We're talking about, because Drunk History is what you're talking about, but there's much more to talk about besides, of course. So traffic and travel on the way. Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Taking care of business on Talk Radio with Exporting is great. If you're a small or medium-sized business owner, you can't afford to miss Talk Radio's expert guide to exporting. From market research to resource management, logistics to local lingo, get essential advice on expanding your product or services overseas. Taking care of business on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Take the next step towards exporting. Visit great.gov.uk. The demand is out there. You should be too.
Ann Davis?
Yeah?
Winston Wolf. You were on your way to work when you got whacked from behind.
Yes. It was horrible.
Well, I know someone who put you out of your misery. Here they are now.
Taxi for Ann.
If your car isn't drivable after an accident, Direct Line will get you a taxi. Now it's time you disappeared. We don't want to be late, do we?
Car recovery and a taxi to continue your journey after an accident. Can your car insurance do that? Comprehensive cover required. Taxi booked to one destination within the UK. Terms and conditions apply.
Britain, it's March, a month where the most exciting things to happen are grey skies, spring showers, and Crufts. So if you're sitting inside dreaming about April, then snap out of it. Because EE has mega deals in store throughout March. Save £180 on a super fast 4G SIM and get 20 gigabytes for just $19.99 per month. Chop, chop. These offers won't last forever. March in store now for even more Mega March deals.
Offer ends 4th of April 2017. Minimum term applies. Other terms apply. See ee.co.uk.
Introducing Domino's new walk-in wins. Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with click and collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new walk-in wins. So just strut in, save time and bog off. Participating stores subject to availability. See dominoes.co.uk.
Let's talk about you. The I'll walk tomorrow you. But go on, please. I'll have a second helping you. The give us a minute love you. The heart disease you. So how about the enough is enough you? Start the fight back to a healthier you. Join over a million people who've taken the One You health quiz. See how you score. Search One You.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, the M1 at the moment got one lane closed off through Northamptonshire if you're going southbound from 18 down to Watford Gap Services. It's due to a broken down vehicle causing delays. Through the West Midlands, the M6 northbound 6 to 7 through the roadworks have already got some busy traffic. Through Cheshire, the M62 westbound got a lane closed on the exit slip road. It's very slow there due to a broken down lorry at Junction 9. And also in Greater Manchester on the M60 clockwise, one lane blocked due to a broken down car at Junction 13.
The whirlwind that breaks with every dawn. The traffic, the bickers, the uniforms, the tempest, the school run. Yet in these four doors, there's calm within the storm. The rolling thunder of engines unmoving, beeping, screeching, yet never intruding. Our head-rested screens and panoramic viewing. Our calm within the storm. A blizzard of bat chat, a gale force of hair, six studious cyclones sweep into the chairs and instantly hushed as the school runners glare at our calm within the storm. The all-new Land Rover Discovery with rear seat entertainment screens and device charging across all seven seats for serenity, even in the wildest of storms. Search all-new Discovery, Land Rover, above and beyond.
Some features are optional and at an extra cost. Visit landrover.co.uk for more information.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house go down in value? Will it go up in value?
Take advice, he'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy the let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get. Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio in the afternoons. Yes. Yes. I mean, literally, yes, it is.
It is.
It is.
We're here.
It is.
Wow.
Kerry Howard is with us, providing today's PR exercise dressed up as an interview. And we are talking, well, we'll talk about it first, because what we're here for is to talk about your programme that you've done.
Yes.
Which is called Drunk History, right? So,
oh, yeah, Drunk History.
Yeah. Is this series three of Drunk History?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Now, for those that don't know, tell us about Drunk History.
Drunk History is a show where they employ comedians or actors to get very drunk and then retell a history.
Yeah.
And then they get really good actor performers to reenact their drunken mess.
Do the really good actor performers get jealous of the people who are allowed to get drunk for money?
I get jealous of them. Because when I was asked to do it the second time, I thought, oh, you want me to do the acting bit because I'm very good at acting. And they're like, no, you get drunk.
You were good at getting drunk, Kerry.
Yeah, I was like, I want to wear a big, pretty dress.
You could have worn a big, pretty dress anyway.
Yeah, I know.
That'd have been absolutely fine. Although you'd have then been objectified by the Daily Mail.
Yes, exactly.
That's the problem there, isn't it?
I stayed safe in my mum jeans.
Good. Good.
I didn't want to alienate people.
What you were saying, we were just talking about this, and that's interesting because one, of course, is you are pregnant.
Yes.
And so already we were suspicious that you actually got drunk and may have faked it, because that's not allowed. But it turns out, as you were saying, that the conception night may have been drunk history.
It may have been that. The dates might work out, because he's due sort of like end of June, so it could be.
Mm. Does that mean you're going to... I mean, I think you should.
I should call the baby Drunk History. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, of course.
Or after someone else who was on the programme, I was going to say.
No, I'm going to call him Drunk.
Drunk History, yeah.
Drunk History.
Yeah, it's a good name.
Yeah, it's
Drunk
good.
Howard.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of a ring to
it's
it.
It's a good ring, yeah.
It's nice. Now, the programme itself, you said you did it before, but now you had a kid... when you went on last time.
Yes.
So you were a new mum getting drunk.
Yeah, Wesley was only 8 months and it was my first night getting drunk since I'd had the baby. So I was very excited about the prospect of it because it was a guilt-free drunk night.
Of course. And easy to sell to the other half.
Exactly. It's like, you can't be mad at me being drunk. It's work.
Yeah.
Mama's got to bring money in.
Yeah. Good. So what's, I mean, with no spoilers here, I mean, although it's not Line of Duty, so I know it doesn't matter as much. But in
there's no twist.
There's no twist in it. In terms of your historical story that you had to go down the route of, do you get to choose that?
No.
Or do they just foist it upon you and go, research that?
No, they force it upon you. I got Beatrice Potter and I read it and it's a lovely history, but there's no jokes in it. It was very dry. And I was like, what am I going to do? Because last time I had Blackbeard and another, I can't remember, it was ages ago.
Yeah.
But there was gems in it and I was like, oh, I could be funny here, and I had ideas, and then you get drunk and you forget all your good ideas.
Yes.
But this one, I just was like, do you know what? I'm going to drink my champagne and have a lovely night out.
Yeah.
And forget about the cameras.
Do they start you drunk before they start filming?
Yes.
What's the process? Yeah. How does it work?
Okay, they take you to a nice bar.
Yeah.
And you're allowed to have some food because they don't want you to drink on an empty stomach. So I had a good burger. And then they basically, any drink of your choice. So I went for the champagne because I just wanted to be a bit classy this time.
Yep.
And the thing about champagne is it's quite bubbly.
Yes.
So I watched my episode for the first time this morning. So I genuinely don't remember it. And it's a very gassy talk. There's lots of burps. Burps with smiles. I'm proud of them. Oh. Which I think a lot of people be like, ugh, she's disgusting.
Yeah.
So I may lose some Twitter followers.
I think, you know, if I get drunk.
Yeah.
All right. And then, you know, you do wake up the next morning with no memory and you that sinking feeling of, oh my God. What did I do, say, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, being filmed doing it, right, is... I mean, you must have watched that with some trepidation.
I did, but I'm quite canny, is I always take my wing woman, which is my best friend, Susan Turnbull, and she comes she kind of, like, soberly watches me and sort of pulls the producer aside, don't use that bit. She won't like that. So I have protection.
So you are allowed to sort of tell them which bits you...
Well, Susan, on the day in the room, was just guiding me and kind of going, winking at me when I was doing the right things. And then going, don't say that, don't say that. And winding me back in. So it's quite, she's my moral compass.
Did everybody on the team have a moral compass?
I don't think so.
No.
I think I'm the only one that's savvy enough that I don't trust myself.
Yeah. Well, it's
when I'm
wise.
Drunk, I'm like, I need my Susan.
Yeah, because it's a daunting prospect.
Yeah.
We were just discussing, by the way, and you might throw some light on this. Not for any reason other than that I imagine you're an expert in all areas. How do you poo in a Coke can?
I at this point, a funnel?
Well, yeah, where?
I'm thinking you've had a curry, you've drunk lots of water, a funnel could do the job.
That's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
I realise this is slightly distasteful, but it's science.
Yeah.
Victoria put it in the news.
Yeah.
It is. Because, and for those just tuning in, what's happened is a Coca-Cola a bottling or a canning plant, I think, in Ireland, have discovered human...
In Ireland, of course.
Human...
Lovely.
...waste in their Coke. Now, we were wondering whether they were experimenting with new flavours, which they like to do.
Yeah.
Right? And they test them in marketing, don't they? And this one's not going to go so well, but it needs a new name.
Yeah.
So we were coming up with some of those. I know some other ones have come in, Cornelius, that you were
looking
at.
Yeah, lots coming in. So I thought of one, which was unbroadcastable. Still
no one has
guessed it at all. Lots of... this brilliant one from TJC.
Yeah.
Coca-Colon.
See, that's good, isn't
that's
it?
That's very clever.
That's good.
And clean.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it certainly isn't that.
No.
Coca-Colon, yeah.
That's good.
All right. But no, the logistics of it, it's just not, it doesn't there.
And you don't know what movement you're going to have.
Well, so
funnel,
no.
You know, you might be a bit constipated, so it's not going to slide down there.
No.
So, that feels like someone's persisted.
Yeah.
They've had several attempts and they've had to really think about their diet.
And I worry.
Water that thesis down.
I worry about a ring pull.
How long's he been wanting to say that, eh? All morning.
The only reason I mentioned this story is to get there. And I was waiting for you to get here. 3 hours I've been going on with that.
It's happened.
So look, here's another thing we need to tell you, right?
Yes.
Because your brother,
yes.
Not the property one,
no,
but Russell Howard.
Yes.
Okay, now he was invited in here for an interview about how long ago?
It was about almost a year ago.
When we launched,
yeah,
he was only a year old here.
He didn't stand you up, did he?
Well, in a way he did, yeah.
Oh dear.
So why was he?
Don't shoot the messenger.
No, we're not.
It's unrelated.
Right. It's right. What we're doing to him is make an apology through you.
Okay.
Because I don't think he's talking to us anymore. Right. So he was on Talk Sport, our sister station.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And then we'd say, oh, he's in Russell Hans, can we get him in here? And
yeah.
And then he was like, well, no, we haven't got time.
Yeah.
Because we've got to get the radio too. Oh, all right, prioritise.
Yeah.
So anyway, so what I made Cornelius here do was chase him down the stairs with live stuff to try and get an interview with him on the move into his taxi.
Oh my God.
And it was a bit, and then it was all a bit, I just don't think he's talking to, I didn't go so well. I just don't think, you know.
He was okay about it.
He was
okay.
All right.
His PR.
His PR.
Not so much.
So good.
And then, to compound the issue,
yeah.
About a month ago.
Yeah, just before Christmas, yeah, I think it may have
Cornelius,
been.
Once again,
yeah.
Got drunk, this is how it links up, at an industry do. Russell was there. Cornelius decided to try and make amends.
Yeah, so I went over to him.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of him, of Russell's work, so I chatted to him for probably far too long. It was about 1 in the morning at a free bar event. Do you know what your brother did?
No.
He fobbed me off on someone.
Did he?
Literally, do you know who?
Literally left Cornelius talking to somebody. Who?
His and your mother. He just went, have you met my mum?
Oh, I know what that party is now. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, no.
Now I know, because I was a bit sort of like seething because I wasn't invited. But then it's like, I can't drink. It's one of those like, why would you want to go to a free bar event if you all get angry at people?
Yes, exactly.
Because
yeah.
You want to drink.
But so what I'm getting at is we're kind of working through your family here.
Okay, on the behalf of the Howard family,
yeah.
I'm very sorry.
Nothing to apologise
for. It's okay.
Yeah.
We're all good.
And how was mum?
Mum's great.
I can't remember.
She was probably drunk. Oh my God, she had a hangover for days after
really?
That party. Yeah, it's her first showbiz party.
Ah, okay.
She's quite working class, so it's like that whole thing, what, these are free? I'll have five.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And just think, that's.
And I think it was inappropriate to try and get off with her, Cornelius.
Yeah.
I think that was really, shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
I'm just not.
Yeah. She's a married woman.
Yeah. You know, no wonder Russell's not talking to you now.
Yeah.
Or Kerry now, it turns out. how is it, you know, this, oh, you've been asked this a million times,
yes.
I realise, but I think it's kind of interesting. In terms of, you know, is it the family a funny family in terms of, you know, because you do comedy, your brother does comedy,
yeah.
The other one doesn't, but
he's but he is so funny.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and so does he
weird.
Make a conscious choice not to have done that? Or how does the family dynamic work, Kerry?
I don't know. It's a bit of a weird, mad family because we're basically, we come out of like nurses and, you know, very ordinary seed. Like there's no one exceptional in our history. My twin brother has done our family genealogy. He's really into that.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, oh, any actresses? Anybody in showbiz? Nothing. We're miners and builders and very hardy people.
Yeah.
So me and Russell are freaks in the family. It's like, well, attention-seeking freaks.
Yeah.
So it's weird. It kind of works, but I don't know. Me and Russell can sometimes just think this is really surreal because we've just basically been allowed to continue to play.
Yeah.
Whilst most people have to grow up.
Yeah.
We've been allowed to continue to be like children.
Yeah. And in terms of your mum and family, is it one of those things where they were happy with it straight away? Because you hear a lot of actresses and comedians stuff where parents are slightly... My own, for instance.
Yeah.
Obviously, I haven't got a proper job. I have to do this.
Yeah.
And when this became apparent, my dad was sort of went, well, you know, but you need a skill.
Yeah.
In a sort of, it won't work, so you need a skill. And
no.
He's probably right, but I don't have any. So was it always all right? Were they a bit sort of...
I think my parents were really deeply worried because I didn't get my first TV job till I was 27.
Okay.
And I remember Daniel, my twin, just saying, like, I was 26 at the time and I'd just come out of drama school, didn't have an agent, didn't have anything. Like, it was a horrible mess at that point. Like, it was not going my way. And my brother was like, you're not being told what to do. Why don't you join the army? You know, because you get pension and job for life.
It's a fair point.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't want to. Well, yeah, but I could. And I was genuinely thinking, maybe I should join the army. So I don't think they ever thought I would get to this far.
Being drunk on television.
Yeah, they're so proud of me.
Yeah, look at our daughter.
I think they're
vomiting.
They're astounded by it. They're like, how has she done that? Wow.
And when, in terms of, because obviously you said you got a little boy. How old is he now?
He's going to be 3 in April.
3 in April, all right.
Yeah.
And is there signs there that he might... Because I've got a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Have you?
And already you can see they're very, very sort... I don't know. It's that hard thing of just looking at them going, all right, what do they do? Oh, they want to show off and do a puppet show.
Yeah.
Or do this kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
Wesley does voices.
Voices?
Already.
That's good.
So he loves trains. So it's like Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yeah.
And he's got Spencer the Grand and Spencer the Grand! And he does all the voices. And I'm like, right, I bet. Get him a voiceover agent. Yeah,
very quickly.
Work that baby.
Very, very quickly.
That will be my pension.
And does he look up to Uncle Russell as well in terms of...
He has no idea what Uncle Russell does. But, like, I took him to the tube and there was this massive poster of Russell, like, in the platform. And Wesley just said, Uncle Russell! Like, so it's like...
It's just normal.
Yes, my Uncle Russell's there. That's what he does.
Yeah.
It's just... So that I don't know. There might be a point when he's, like, 5 and he might realise that his uncle is famous. I don't know. He has no concept of
it. Is
at the moment his nanny is famous, his mum's famous, and his uncle's famous. So in his world, everyone is on telly.
Yeah, of course.
That's normal.
Yeah,
you're like, no.
That'll be weird when he gets to school.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Everyone's gonna hate him.
Yeah, that's like, right. Oh, that'll be the most unpopular.
And he's called Wesley.
Yeah,
oh, you're
gonna
ruined him.
You're gonna
ruined
have him. Is it Wesley from Princess Bride? Is that where it comes from, or is
no,
it?
No, my husband he was adamant on Wilson. And I was like, you can't name him after the football in Castaway.
Well, you can't.
It's not going to happen. And then he just said Wesley. I was like, I love Wesley Snipes.
That'll do. All right. Or
yeah.
John Wesley, the Methodist minister and founder of the Methodist Church.
Yeah.
Might have been that.
No, it was not that.
Okay, just checking. Look, Alexis Conran's come in. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Sitting in for Sam Delaney, Alexis Conran, normally found at the weekends.
Normally found at the weekends. They brought me out. I'm quite freaked out because there's a lot of people here. At the weekends, there's no one here.
It's weird, isn't it?
There's myself, Marta, still driving the desk, and the producer.
There you go.
Now there's just too many people and I'm scared.
Kerry, Alexis, Kerry.
I'm two people at the moment.
That's overcrowded.
There's too many people here.
Overcrowded.
On board. Listen, Kerry, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
It's good. Drunk History is on when? Do you know, or do you want me to read it?
It's on Wednesday at 10 p.m.
There.
Good. I remembered.
Yeah. Watch a not pregnant yet
woman. On Comedy Central.
There you go. Watch a not pregnant yet, but was after that night.
Yes.
Kerry on Drunk History. Lovely to see you. Thank you very much.
Thank
regards
you.
To Russell, even though he hates us. Alexis, what's coming up with you today? Are you being the enemy of the con man today? No.
I'm not going to be the enemy of the con man. I'm going to do my best Sam Delaney impersonation.
Yep.
And we're going to be talking all the stories that are making the news at the moment. Well, there is one story that has just dominated the news from this morning until it's still the number one topic trending on Twitter at the moment, which is Lexit.
Of course it is.
So, yes, we're going to be talking a bit about that. But we've also got Article 50 being triggered tomorrow, so yep. that's something we're going to be touching upon. We've got the GPs reviewing what they're going to prescribe and what they're not going to be prescribing. We've got the judgment of Marine A, and we've got plenty more to talk about.
Stuff. Thank you very much. Alexis Conran there with you from 4 o'clock with Drive In for Sam Delaney. I'm John Holmes. Thank you for listening this afternoon. We're back tomorrow, 1 till 4. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.